Hey, Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Amen. And welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium sports podcast of the Blackout Tips Premium Network. I'm your co-host, Rod. I am joined, as always, except for that one time, by Justin, a.k.a. J. Triz Nye. What it is, Sleaze?
Oh, I'm a little sad right now.
Oh, are you okay, man? What's wrong, dog?
I'm just a little sad. I don't know what's going to happen out here with Dwayne Wade, and I'm a little concerned.
But Dwayne Wade is going to be fine, man.
Okay? I don't know. I heard some news today. I don't know how he's taking it.
You think he's just sitting? You think he's just sitting in his dark room with shades on, playing sad music, and staring at his, he's staring at his knees like, "What are we gonna do now, boys?"
He's sitting there in tidy whities,
looking at his ligaments in a jar. Look at this.
He got peanut butter on the side of his face.
Used to be the prom king.
That you ain't that much a prom thing.
How many break babies gonna fill the hole in my heart now?
No.
No amount of extra children on the side can fix this.
It's the scene right now with G Money with the crack pipe and the fish tank.
Yep.
He got ice cream cartons all on the floor spread out in the room.
Hey, he putting on an extra 20 pounds this summer, dog. He got to, right?
He got the gun with one bullet and the revolver sitting next to him on the nightstand.
Oh, man.
He got the pills and the Jack Daniels bottle.
Yeah.
Like, he is a, man, somebody please reach out to D-Wade. I'm concerned.
He's just in there playing breakup songs and shit.
Who's watching the kids right now? The kids banging on the door. Daddy.
Playing that Chantel t-shirt.
Uncle Daddy.
he wearing a LeBron James jersey. Smelling it everywhere. Like, oh, just what you smell like.
He didn't even know I had this.
I miss you. I'm talking about your baby. I miss you.
Hey, he got all his sneakers and no socks.
Hey, dog, he not going nowhere in public for so long, man.
He's sitting in the bathtub. Yeah. Just sitting there with no water, no nothing.
You know, he texting LeBron, "Hey, man, what about us being homies?" "Hey, it's a business decision."
Hey. He called Savon and was like, "I just been thinking about all the decisions I made in life, man." Mm-hmm. And I fucked up, girl. I messed up.
He now the Siobhan for LeBron. Love should have brought your ass back to Cleveland last night. Oh, man.
Hey, man. I'm real talk. I think he is missing because nobody's seen or heard from him. They say he had a meeting. And after that meeting, nobody's heard of Dwayne Wade since, man.
Oh,
he gone, man.
I feel so bad for Siobhan, though. I mean, think about it, man. This nigga opted out of $21 million for her. That is $21 million Siobhan Wade never going to see, man.
She wasn't going to see it, no way.
Hey, watch how old Dwayne Wade gets once LeBron isn't there and people are going to stop having blinders on, letting everything he do free, you know what I mean, get a pass.
Hey, Dwayne Wade got a full beard with nothing but gray hair right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Hey, he is. Who watching the kids, man? Who watching the kids? He finally let Savon come pick the kids up. They called her. She showed up. She can't get into the bedroom because he got the door locked.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, does Pat Riley write a letter? Does he break out the Comic Sans?
He doing a press conference again. Mm. He got to. He already did one. Said he was going to do another one. I want to see what his face look like.
Yep.
He need to be in the office getting to work, though. He only got two players signed on his roster. Two. Not one.
Not. Oh, wait, two. Oh, man. Let's play the song.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink
all the way down to the bottom
and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right there.
I'm talking about balls. deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking
balls deep
in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking
draw her
positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just a tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Oh, fake ass wanna be light skinned.
Oh, you go. Fairs ain't my day. You know what they used to make today.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Where was I? You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. All right. Netscape, Firefox, Internet Explorer, you all failed me. And I apologize to everybody that had to hit an acapella version. Okay.
YouTube happened, man. YouTube and they fucking charging now.
This is what happens. When you had 37 windows open. So the original thing for the show, I was like, maybe we should just get people to write in about their pickup basketball experiences and shit. But we have some emails and we'll talk about that, but we can't get into the show without talking about LeBron, dog.
The year of LeBron still continues.
The decade of LeBron. LeBron went back to Cleveland, y'all. He gone.
Cleveland, man.
The
not Charlotte.
Yeah.
Not LA. Not Houston.
Not the Knicks.
Not the Knicks.
Nope.
Didn't stay in Miami.
Not the Clippers. They said he'd go to the Clippers.
Not Toronto.
Nope.
Not Washington.
Back to Cleveland.
But Cleveland.
The NBA the website for the Forgiven t-shirts with a six in them is crashed. So if you want a LeBron James Forgiven shirt, wait a while.
He should change his number.
These niggas about to be walking around on the street. By the way, what I love about this is these niggas that hate him about to be really walking around the street with like his name on their face and shit. Like they really about to be walking around on his nuts again like nothing happened.
Man, they was waiting outside his house yesterday. Just in their cars for hours.
The police had to come and stand outside his house like, calm down, y'all. Come on, it was 3:30 p.m. and it hadn't been announced previously, people. Motherfuckers left work in Cleveland to stand outside a man's house who they know wasn't there.
No, he out of the country. They know he was in Brazil.
They know he was going to Vegas first to even discuss what he was going to do. And they just stood outside his house like, what are we supposed to do now? Nigga, what? This is amazing.
Y'all thought the decision was huge. Like, he trumped that by doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm not even mad, dog. Y'all already know how I feel about Brian. And to me, this is just another illustration of it.
Century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it. Screams from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking. I just spent the hours. Stop tripping. I'm tripping off the power.
What the fuck could happen that would make me leave my job unannounced at 3:30 to be at another nigga's house? Get caught fucking my wife, my kids hostage, my mama got sick, someone I know got in a wreck. Nothing, nigga. What? Who does this? These niggas are still in love. Oh my, dick so bomb, dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. It's a woman right now that if I call her and say, get off work and come home at 3:30, she'll be like, niggas, you crazy? I have to make this money. What's wrong with you? This nigga got regular ass average Joes leaving work, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Not just the women. Not just the women.
Not just every grown men.
They put the LeBron jersey back on.
Yeah.
Some of them went and was like, they sitting mad now. Like, fuck, I burned his jersey.
Right. They put a burn jersey back on. You know how many people put a burn? You got a hole in it. It's been spit on. They're like, man, let me just put my jersey back on. Please, Brian, please come back. Please. These niggas took the letter down 4 years after the letter went up to, like, the day and shit.
They blamed it on technical difficulties.
Talking about some, we ain't know the letter was. Nigga, you knew the letter was there. You every day you go look at that letter and jerk off to it, and then you go, I'm going to start my day hating this nigga again. You knew.
Could you imagine if LeBron would have made the announcement, I wanted to go to Cleveland, but because they kept that letter up, I changed my mind?
Yeah. Yep.
But you know, no, he went home.
He never even met with Dan Gilbert. Dan just knew to take that letter down because he said, I'm scared. He was that scared, dog. He was like,
his agent told him.
Yeah. You know, his agent was like, look, I'm not telling you what he's going to do because he hasn't told me. But I know he said that, he's not a big fan of that letter. And he's considering y'all. I mean, I can't tell you he's committing, but it probably would help you a long way if that letter wasn't up there anymore. Mm-hmm. And then Dan Gibb was like, what letter? That letter still up? What letter? The letter you wrote in Comic Sans, the denigrating his name, calling him a coward. I wrote that? I don't really know, man. You know, I have my people look into it. No, I have a link to it right here. It's right on the site. Oh, that letter. That's a glitch, man. I thought we, Bobby, didn't we take this down? Didn't I tell you take this down?
What happened was Dan got on the phone right then and said, you fired.
Mm-hmm.
Put Antoine on the phone.
Right. Yeah. Bob, I told you, goddammit, to take this shit.
You fired.
You know what? This is the last fucking straw. Some dude named Bob got fired for no reason.
Right.
He's like, but I just work in accounting. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Bob. You get your shit and you get the fuck out of here.
But you told me not to take the letter down when I sent you this memo about it 3 years ago.
Antoine, come in here, man. I need you for a second. Antoine Jameson, you know we have a lot of new black employees now. A lot of new black employees. We love them. We love the blacks here. Antoine, can you please do me a favor and hit the delete button on this page? Thank you. That's it. Thanks, buddy. All right. You got a raise. You just got a new raise because we love you so much.
Luau Dang got to go.
Is Luau Dang still there? I thought he's a free agent.
Right. He got to go.
Yeah.
I can't have him giving LeBron the Ebola virus.
He should go to Miami, dog. Hey, man, what if, like, Melo went to Miami and then it was just funny because how much sorrier they were with Melo?
Oh, D-Wade going to blame it on him too, right?
Yeah. And people was giving cover for D-Wade still because it was on Melo. It was like, yo, D-Wade only had 3 points tonight. Man, but Melo missed that last shot. He only had 56. He should have had 58, man. They would have won.
Yep. And he only had 10 blocks. No, but here's the thing. Yeah. He should go back and he should change his number to number 2 for the second time around.
Mm-hmm.
And make Kyrie Irving change his number to something else.
Yeah.
And not 6, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can get 22. Nope, sorry. That's Andrew Wiggins got that. That's taken. You get number 96. Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, he can get any number he wants. He can go in there. Listen, I'm telling you, he could walk into the locker room with Dan Gilbert and say, I want, and say that one. And just point to somebody else's jersey and locker and they'll be like, get the fuck out of here. But get the fuck out of here.
It gotta be Kyrie though.
What you mean?
It gotta be Kyrie.
What you mean?
Cause why not him? Like, you've been fucking up the team for all these years. Oh. It got to be him.
Wait, you shitting on Kyrie on here? I don't do that. I like Kyrie, man. I have no problem with that dude, man. I like that dude.
I like LeBron better.
I don't even count him as a Duke player. That's how much I like Kyrie. I like Kyrie a lot.
How you not going to count him as a Duke player?
Because he only went there for, like, a half a season and they ain't do shit. Like, that nigga don't count. He don't count. I mean, I know Duke fans try to count, but he don't count. That's, you know what I mean? Like, this nigga was barely on the team.
He gonna not count him.
This nigga's foot was hurt.
It's Duke.
Hey, his foot was hurt the whole time he was there. I wanted to have animosity towards him. Cause you know, in conversation, Duke people be trying to bring him up. Like, when the last time Carolina had somebody as good as Kyle? I'd be like, do he count? Are y'all counting him? Like, what about that dude is Duke?
You can always say Danny Green, though.
I don't care. Like, that's how much I don't care, is I don't bring up Danny Green because I don't care.
He still got to take his
Danny name. Green at least was a four-year player at Carolina. Like, this nigga is just a nigga, yo. He just...
Just like the dude from Captain Phillips. Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now. I want number two.
Dog, he won't even take... I think he'll come in there and he could just be like, I want not just his jersey, I want that dude off the team. And Dan Gilbert would be like, well, you heard him.
Why the fuck are you still here?
Get out of here, Banjo. Get out of here. Beat it. The fuck are you doing? Don't look at him. Don't look at me. Get out of here. All right, LeBron, anything else you want? A lot of people have been speculating that he's supposed to get his posse, supposed to get their powers back. Because in Miami, they didn't play that shit. They wasn't catering to his crew. But in Cleveland, they used to. Let me just stop everybody right there. That's not happening. Dan Gilbert got pride, too. He never letting them niggas walk over him again, dog. Like, them niggas was running shit. He said LeBron used to be like, hey, we don't got to go back. We don't got to play a game till Wednesday. The plane going to stay here an extra day. Me and my boys want to hang out tonight. And they would do it. That's never happening again.
It should, though. If it's LeBron not, wanted. Not. But I don't think he would do that because he married now. That was 19-year-old Bron, 18-year-old Bron. You know what I'm saying? He a little mature. He want to go home to see his kids now.
I guarantee his deal got an opt-out in it, too.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every season.
Dan Gilbert never going to act up again, dog. He's like,
He raises his eyebrow at Dan Gilbert.
Yeah.
Dan going to be like, my bad. He's going to walk backwards, bowing out and shit.
Like, he could get into the NBA Finals again and just tell Dan, like, yo, I'm shooting all reverse layups. Dan Gilbert be like, if that's what you need to do, man, I mean, shit. I mean, you got the opt out, so we just happy to have you, Bron, and just, if you want to keep playing.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling me ahead of time.
Thank you.
Is this going to be like when you get back with your girl that cheated on you? Are they going to have trust issues?
Yeah.
Who you texting, LeBron?
Huh?
Can I see your phone real quick?
Huh? That's...
Can I just see your phone real quick? I mean, it's nothing that hide.
It's not even activated right now.
I mean, I just want to, it's not, okay.
Yeah, it's not even activated.
Don't you need to take a shower? Don't you need to take a shower? I mean, you dirty. You've been playing ball all day.
I'm going to shower when I get to the crib.
Look, we got these nice facilities. Why don't you just take a shower real quick, man? I watch your phone. I'm not going in. I'm just gonna watch your phone for you, and then you take a shower because I don't want it to get wet in there. And then you know how it is.
Damn, back up, bro.
I saw you like Dwayne Wade's status on Facebook. What's that about? Are you going back to Miami?
I mean, you know, I do have plans to go visit soon. If that's what you're asking.
I looked on your phone the other day. Who the hell is Verizon, and why is she always on your phone?
Well, she's somebody who just, she's like the kid.
She dependable. She gives me service everywhere I go.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Dog, it's about to be so crazy in Cleveland. I'm kind of happy, man, for everybody involved. And I think niggas about to be mad as shit. But I would caution everybody that's mad at LeBron with this, the same thing I said when he left Cleveland. If you feel like he needed to do to not go to Cleveland in order for you to be able to respect him, in my opinion, you're just as bad as the people that lost respect for him for leaving Cleveland. Like, it's the same level of ownership and entitlement that comes, like, it comes from that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's 100% equal, but it comes from that same feeling of, I own you, you don't get to do what I don't want you to do. And in this case, what I don't want you to do is take your ass back to Cleveland.
Yep.
So I don't fuck with you no more. I don't respect you no more. You a bitch, you all this shit, I feel like that matters here.
Now, I'm surprised he chose Cleveland. Out of all the places he could have went, I'm surprised he chose Cleveland. But let me ask you, what number one reason you think it was that he decided, I'm going back to Cleveland? I'm sure he had several, but what you think his main reason was?
Honestly, man, I think he has felt bad about this shit from, 'cause like he said, I, like he said he felt bad about the decision and he felt bad about how he did it. He was young. He tried to do the, I'm a badass motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like the, I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm a bad guy now. And he couldn't do it. He can't handle.
That shit stank, don't it?
Yeah. He couldn't handle being disliked to that level. I'm not talking about that shit stank, don't it? I'm talking about I don't think he could handle being disliked to the level. I mean, think about this. LeBron James, until that point, what was he, 27, 26, had never been disliked by the majority of people ever in his life.
Yep.
Except
Michael Jordan.
What do you mean?
Jordan, the only person that kept slandering him for no reason.
That's not the majority of people. I'm saying he had never been disliked by a mass group of people until that moment. You know what I mean? And I think he really, didn't see that coming that hard, you know?
I think it was his wife, Savannah. I think Savannah was like, look, Dwayne Wade has been a bad influence on you. Mm-hmm. He out here having break babies. He got Savon out here picketing, trying to get some change to take care of herself. This is not what I signed up for. This new chick, Gabrielle, trying to hang out, go do facials and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Talking about, you know, 22 inches or better on her weave. Like, that's not what I'm about. I want to go home. I want my kids raised in this Miami life.
Yeah.
We going home.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors here. You know, his family didn't want to come to Miami. It took forever to convince Savannah and his children to come live in Miami with him. Like, that shit didn't happen until, I want to say last year or 2 years ago. So I don't think he's ever felt completely happy with his, I think he's a people pleaser and I mean family and all that shit too. I don't think he's ever really felt comfortable out there, lifestyle wise. Cause his family wasn't there, man. Unlike D Wade, he cared.
Yeah. I think if D Wade still had, Savon, LeBron might would have stayed in Miami. Cause Savannah would have had somebody that was, you know, a Midwest girl like herself that was humble.
Wait, if what would have happened?
If Dwayne Wade was still with Savon.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe.
I feel like she would have had a genuine relationship with somebody because they were friends as well.
Yeah.
And it would have maintained, and they would have been doing family outings with their boys, you know, Dwayne Wade boys, his boys. Like, they would have always been doing stuff together as a family. But when Savon left, I think that dynamic changed, and it changed the entire dynamic.
Well, she was never there when LeBron was there. So, you know, they still managed to do it for 4 years. I think that's no short change. I think they deserve a lot of credit for being able to keep that team together for 4 years and go to the four finals in a row and all that shit. On some real shit, I just really think, and I know it's not a popular opinion, especially among a lot of people that, you know, dislike Dan Gilbert, and everybody knows I don't like him. But I really think LeBron James should be commended for his capacity to forgive, because I can't see it. I can't see it. I don't know a person that can see it. You know what I mean? Like, I still haven't talked to one person yet that's like, I would do it. I've talked to a lot of people that's like, I understand why he did it. Mm. You know, I haven't talked to one person that was like, yeah, of course you go back to Cleveland. Everybody's like, fuck Cleveland, fuck that letter.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, especially black people, because we got the racial undertones of the letter and the entitlement and this sense of ownership that wasn't really deserved, in my opinion. And yeah, I feel like a lot of people are mad at him because he did something that most people consider a good value. Forgive. And like I said, for me personally, I just can't believe this nigga forgave that much. Like, I was just like I woke up from my nap today, looked at my Twitter feed, and it was 15 tweets. And I was like, what the fuck did I say before I went to sleep? apparently, I ain't had to say shit. It was just everybody going, dog, LeBron, y'all was on top of it. Can't wait for the show. No, so. Yeah,
it's nothing. I don't think it's anything Dan could have done to have me come back to Cleveland short of a public apology to my face.
And I wonder if that's gonna come. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if that's part of this too, is at some point you need to publicly apologize for what you said to me. You know, I wonder if that's gonna even happen.
Yeah, not write no letter like the other letter he sent out, but no, a genuine like, you know what? What I said was wrong.
Because they haven't, as far as we know, they've never met privately. So there couldn't have been like a private Dan Gilbert apology. You know what I mean? Because they've never had a meeting. So
he says he spoke with him.
But, oh, okay. On the phone or something.
But I don't know if that's true or LeBron just saying the right thing. Because he's known to say the right thing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
I mean, well, I'm inclined to believe LeBron. Like, I don't know what the last thing, what's the thing he lied about? You know what I mean?
I mean, just him always saying the right thing. I don't know to just.
Yeah, I'm just saying, what is the thing he lied about? Like, I believe him. I'm inclined to believe LeBron if he said it. So if he said they talked and it's cool, then I'm like, then they must have talked and it's cool. Like, he just don't seem to be the dude to be like, actually, I only said that shit because it was convenient at the time, but really, I don't believe it. You know what I mean? Like, even when he left Cleveland the first time, it wasn't like he said, I'm going to stay and then lie and then left. You know what I mean? Like, he has always been, like, pretty straightforward with people yeah. to a fault, in my opinion. I think he should be a little less forthcoming about certain shit if he really wants to protect his public image because, you know, sometimes it helps to be savvy. A good lie don't hurt sometimes, you know?
I don't know, but I know one thing. If I'm Dwayne Wade agent, I quit. It's too much work to find him with contract. Who want him?
Oh, he'll be fine. Okay. All these motherfuckers about to start getting signed now. Cause it's over, dog. Like, once the LeBron shit happened, we're gonna go through them. I know we've been talking about this for a while. We're gonna go through it. And you're gonna see, like, six deals came down immediately.
But
like,
we talking about Dwayne. I'm talking about Dwayne agent in particular. Him.
What?
I'm talking about his agent in particular. Like, he not getting that 20 mil or 40 mil back last two years.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying he should be fired or he should quit?
He should quit. It's gonna be too hard to find money.
Okay.
He gonna be calling. Yeah, I'm going to represent Dwayne Wade.
Click. Hello? 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 It's me, Dwayne Wade's. Hello? Wow. That was odd. Straight to voicemail. Straight to voicemail again. That is very odd that we would get that on Tuesday like this. But I'll call him back.
Yeah, well, let me go ahead and call Atlanta. I know Dwayne has family in Atlanta. I know this, you know, they need a star like Dwayne Wade. Dwayne, Atlanta's a good place for him. Atlanta okay with you, Wade? Yeah. It's cool. Go ahead,
please call him. Yeah. Meanwhile, he's sitting up there like, please, man, just please call anybody. Really? I mean, I'll take anybody, man. I mean, are they hiring in Cleveland? I mean, what are they doing in Cleveland? Cause he's like, I'll call him. Hold on. Dan Gilbert's office, how can I help you?
Yes. My name is Larry Fitzpatrick. I'm the representative for Dwayne Wade. How are you doing this afternoon? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I think that's...
I think my phone dropped the call. I need to call. Let me call back because my phone dropped the call.
Hey, that's the whole call. What is that clown effect? I think you're gonna end up with a lot of that.
He gonna be sitting there angry, man. Like, it ain't worth it. I done call every team. I call overseas.
Hang up and try your call again.
Oh, damn. Hello?
Are they blocking my calls?
Hey, this is Dwayne Wade's agent. You may be.
And try your call again.
Oh.
If you need assistance, dial your operator. Please hang.
Who's my operator? How do you dial an operator in Toronto?
Let me try from a different phone. let me get a different phone because this phone not working. It's been acting up all week ever since I dropped it.
Yeah.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Damn! Different phone, different voice.
Damn.
This is crazy.
Let me hold your phone. Hold your phone, Dwayne. I'm gonna use the house phone. I'm gonna use the house phone. These cell phones tripping, man.
Dog, I just feel like there's gotta be so much shit going on right now where motherfuckers are just like scrambling behind the scenes because so many people was like, I mean, like, you know who just called the Charlotte Hornets? Josh McRoberts.
Nice.
Hey, I speak to Michael Jordan. it's me. Yeah, Josh McRoberts. Is it too late to get back that? Oh, Gordon Hayward. Oh, so you got a new white boot. Okay.
So soon. That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Just first rebound chick you could think of.
Yep. Josh McRoberts calling MJ. Calling MJ like, remember me?
Nah, I don't, because your numbers were kind of suspect.
Got a new white boy now. I don't know if you heard of him. He's younger, better than you.
What you think Gabrielle Union going to do to fix this? Think she's going to break out the tricks and fly home next week? Show Dwayne some attention?
Yeah.
Next week, dog.
Next week. She'll get around to it.
Next week, she'll get
around
to it.
When they get a break from filming, she'll give him a call. She probably, you know, it's going to be a long day on the set. A long day of sex scenes with other dudes. And then she'll give him a call. And hopefully he'll answer. He'll stop fucking his break baby chick. And
if she got sent, she called Savon to send her over to the house.
Mm-hmm. Girl, he messing up our money. Make sure he okay.
Because Savon not going to have any kids by him. But a break woman,
mm-hmm.
She going to have a break baby.
So there's an essay that apparently LeBron wrote for Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
All right, let me read this shit, dog. Here we go. When I left Cleveland, I was on a mission. I was seeking championships, and we won two. But Miami already knew that feeling. Our city hasn't had that feeling in a long, long, long time. Ain't that the truth? My goal is to steal to win as many titles as possible, no question. But what's more important to me is bringing one trophy back to Northeast Ohio. I always believed that I returned to Cleveland and finished my career there. I just didn't know when. After the season, free agency wasn't even a thought. But I have two boys, and my wife, Savannah, is pregnant with a girl, and I started thinking about what it would be like to raise my family in my hometown. I looked at other teams, but I wasn't going to leave Miami for anywhere except Cleveland. The more time passed, the more it felt right. This is what makes me happy. You know what I was thinking, too, man? The media in Cleveland is so much less than Miami. I wonder if that's part of it too. Like
how Dave
well, not just that, but like he's part of the city for as far as they're concerned or part of the area, even though he's from Akron. I wonder how much that is for him too, where like when he was in, Miami, it's like living in a fishbowl. And remember Dave Chappelle, part of the reason that he said he didn't like being famous was, you know, in Ohio, go lift weights, go to the store, buy a gallon of milk, you know, ride around on a scooter. Like, he could do all that shit.
Smoke weed?
Yeah, as opposed to, like, in L.A., it was like everything was, it's Dave Chappelle. Look, Dave Chappelle, y'all, Dave Chappelle. Like, I wonder how much of that is.
All the groupies.
This is his own words, you know. To make the move, I needed to support the support of my wife and my mom, who can be very tough. I feel bad for Lambo. What Lambo gonna do, dog? Lambo got moved to Cleveland now?
Yep, got to.
He gonna try to convince Gloria to stay. Gloria, why don't you please just, can you talk to him? Can you just go in there and talk to him real quick? The letter from Dan Gilbert, the booing of the Cavs fans, the jerseys being burned, seeing all that was hard for them. Yeah, because I guarantee that's what his family was like. Now, you know them niggas crazy.
We still got to live.
Yeah, now, I mean, you can't be making no more decisions, right? You know, when we go back, you're going to have to be very upfront with the shit you about to do. My emotions were more mixed. It was easy to say, okay, I don't want to deal with these people ever again. But then you think about the other side. What if I were a kid who looked up to an athlete, and that athlete made me want to do better in my own life, and then he left? How would I react? Yeah, that's a lot of pressure, especially for a city like Cleveland. How many suicides do you think he took personally over the last 4 years?
Oh, man, the whole state, though.
Yeah. He's like, damn, man, people killing themselves. It's my fault. I met with Dan face to face, man to man. We've talked it out. Everybody makes mistakes. Oh, so they did me. I made mistakes as well. Who am I to hold a grudge? Damn, man. His maturity has always struck me as like, It's crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
I couldn't have done it. Like,
I could not. I'm older than him, and I'm like, nope.
Even if I met with Dan and was like, yeah, okay, it's squashed, I'm not playing her though.
Dog, I'm so petty. If I met with Dan, I'd be like, all right, first thing I want you to do, get on your knees and suck my dick. Because I'm never coming back. Fuck you. Security, get this bitch out of here. And I'll pour champagne on her like Nino. Cancel this bitch. She can't have no kids, man. I'll freak the fuck out, man. This dude really sat there and let this, because you know a dude as entitled as Dan Gilbert did not unequivocally apologize. You know he didn't.
It was sideways.
You know it was a whole bunch of like, well, you know, when you did what you did, you needed to be humbled a little bit, and I had to do what I had to do.
It was for the fans. That's why it wasn't personal.
I apologize for some of the remarks I made, not all of it. I'd do it again if I had to. You know, a lot of it's your fault. You brought it on yourself. Like, I guarantee you, a lot of that was in there. Like, oh man, I would have been like, man, I need to see real tears, dog. I don't want that Robin Thicke. I want that Lenny Williams. I want some crying, nigga. Cry. Dog, I would have been so petty. I would have just been like an inch from his face. Cry. I want to see some tears,
now,
nigga.
Now apologize to my children.
Yeah. Savannah, come in with the babies. And I want you to apologize to each of them. LeBron Jr. And the baby in her stomach. I want you to apologize to her pregnant belly. And I want to see real tears.
I mean, well, why you got cameras?
Yeah.
Why you recording? No,
I'm, cause this is my private collection. This is for me. I'm not even putting this on the net unless you act up. I want some proof.
I mean, I'll do it for the Vine.
He says, this is not about the roster or the organization. I feel my calling here goes above basketball. I have a responsibility to lead in more ways than one, and I take that very seriously. My presence can make a difference in Miami, but I think it can mean more where I'm from. I want kids in Northeast Ohio, like the hundreds of Akron third graders I sponsor through my foundation. He slid that pettiness in there. With my decision, that's what he should have wrote.
Yep.
That you niggas hate. I'm sorry. To realize that there's no better place to grow up. Maybe some of them will come home after college, start a family, or open a business. That would make me smile. Our community, which has struggled so much, needs all the talent it can get. Not having a press conference or a party after this, it's time to get to work. So y'all can get off my dick. He learned that, if nothing else, man. So yeah, man, he back. You think you're gonna rock the 23?
That is the number he wore while he was there, didn't he?
Yeah. They gonna rock 23.
I say he go with number 2. Take Kyrie number.
Hey, on some real shit, dog, I can't be mad at him. Like, I don't know how you read that and get mad at him.
That's what makes me so upset with the people that was mad at him for leaving in the first place.
Yeah.
Like if he'd have never left, it's like that dude that never leaves for college, but he always wanted to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He started a family, stay at home. It's just that yearning inside. He always still never did what he wanted to do. And LeBron needed to leave to see what life was like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it made him appreciate home that much more.
I think also it's going to make, I think it's actually going to make Dan Gilbert and the Cavs appreciate him and what they had. Like, it's kind of like how sometimes people go on a relationship break. Mm-hmm. And that break actually makes you stronger because until that moment, nobody realized you could leave.
Yep.
You know, like I wonder if that's part of it too, where it's like, you know, until this, like Dan Gilbert really didn't think he would leave. Like
he thought he owned him.
Yeah. And like that letter, as entitled as it was, you know, was still him exposing his, you know, basically exposing his, you know, how he got put out there.
Yeah, he needed to leave, and I like the decision.
Me too.
Not just for the entertainment value.
No. I mean, I like it as a power move.
But and right,
like it was one of the most. It's still the most powerful thing I've ever seen an athlete do outside of like, you know, like political shit or something. I mean, LeBron James found himself a lot after that decision too. I mean, LeBron James put on that hoodie got his whole team to put on that hoodie for Trayvon Martin. Like I'll never forget that. Unlike other people that, you know, flip out over sports, like on a whim, I can't flip on this dude over going back home. Like, dude, he a real man to me. Like, he has my 100% respect. So I don't, you know, if he got to do more, then I don't know what you got to do.
Yeah, some of y'all just won't ever be happy then.
Yeah.
And then he raised money and gave it all to kids, man.
Right.
To the Boys and Girls Club.
Which makes you petty for having a problem, you know?
Like, he didn't do it for himself. Like, that's the thing. People always such a self-entitled, self-centered thing to do. He didn't do it for himself. The whole time he planned it, he was planning it so that he could do it for somebody else. That's the other thing about it, man.
Right. Little kids in Akron and shit.
Yep.
And then it came back, man. You know, like, I don't know. I like it. Somebody sent us this. For 4 years, this is the sports Yahoo, how LeBron forgave Dan Gilbert. For 4 years, the letter had come to define Dan Gilbert and the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers wanted to wash away the shame and embarrassment and guilt of it all. So Sunday, Gilbert sat down with LeBron James in his inner circle and tried to absolve himself of a most wretched moment in time. We had 5 great years together and 1 terrible night, Gilbert told James, and so started the process of reconciliation on Sunday night in Miami. I told him how sorry I was. I expressed regret for how that went and how I let all the emotion and passion for the situation carry me away. I told him I wish I had never done it, that I wish I could take it back. Well. As soon, James told Gilbert that he wished he had never done the decision on cable television and that they had made mistakes together, that they could move past it. From James and his agent, Rich Paul, in the business. By the way, Rich Paul came up so hard. Nigga, Rich Paul.
His name Rich, isn't it? So
Rich Paul, bruh. He came up so good. Oh, man. Maverick Carter, the same niggas that everybody back, like, oh, fuck them niggas. They fucked over that city. They'll never, nobody will work with them again. They brought them back.
Yep.
What? How do you, like, to even broach that subject with LeBron, like, hey, man, you know who else could give you the max? I don't know if you're going to like this or not, bro. I know you're kind of upset, but you could go back home. Don't hit me, dog. Come on now. I'm your boy. I mean,
you got to worry about getting fired.
Yeah.
Thrown out of his house, like not being cool anymore behind it.
Dog, what? He could have been like, oh, you fired, dog. You are not in charge of ideas anymore.
Like, not that, but like he could have questioned his loyalty. He could have been like, wait, are you working for who? Like, who are you really working for? You know what I mean? Like, what's your true agenda behind this?
The same niggas that got slandered, because they caught some in that letter too.
Yep.
And they actually was like, yep, if this is what Brian want, this is what we want. The era piece hung heavy in the South Florida. The process of returning to the Cavaliers had begun in earnest. Soon they had stopped talking about the past and started talking about the possibility of a future together. For the first time, truly the first time, the possibility of reunification had become genuine. It was more comfortable than I actually thought it would be, Gilbert told Yahoo Sports on Friday afternoon. They made it easy for me. These have been Gilbert's first public words since agent Rich Paul called him moments before a public announcement and said simply, Dan, congratulations, LeBron's coming home. Gilbert had flown down on his private jet on Sunday for the most important meeting of his billionaire business life. After obliterating James on the night of his departure from the Miami Heat 4 years ago, Gilbert had come back to make his pitch for the most improbable of partnerships, James and Gilbert, older and wiser, scarred in far different ways from sports' most spectacular falling out. James became branded by the decision, and Gilbert became a hostage to his letter. Only James would win 2 titles in 4 years with the Heat, and winning washes everything away. Winning changed the story. The Cavs have lost a lot of games, made mistakes, and then Gilbert started to understand something. For all his business genius, all his rebuilding of Detroit and charitable endeavors, and everything he had done in his life, the letter had come to define him. Yeah, I guess so, man. I've never even thought about anything that dude did other than write that letter. So I didn't know. I mean, you know, we just was like, well, he gave it all to charity. If Dan Gilbert could have been given billions of dollars to charity over the last 4 years, I wouldn't know, because fuck him.
Yep. That's one of them things where, you know, people say it, and ironically, it's a true statement. For all the good you do, one mistake can ruin your life.
Yeah, and for both of them, it kind of is their mistake.
Yep.
You know? Do a Google search on me, and it's the first thing that comes up, Gilbert told Yahoo Sports. To a certain segment of society, black people, it's like somebody killed somebody, like somebody killed their kid. I told LeBron, that letter didn't hurt anybody more than it hurt me. Yep, told you he was going to say something entitled. Told you.
It's about him now.
It's about me. For the first 2 months, I kept thousands of letters, not hundreds, thousands written to me. There were 90-year-old ladies and CEOs, and I realized that That letter had transcended the event, went far beyond LeBron. After a few months, I would reread it and just be full of regret. That wasn't me. That wasn't who I am. I didn't mean most of the things I said in there. The venom is produced from all sides. I wish I had never done it. I'm grateful we all get another chance together now. Man, this is going to make me cry, man. This is emotional.
He never mentions the letters that was like, that letter was crap, and you're a piece of shit for writing it.
First of all, I guarantee you most of the letters he got were like, fuck that nigger LeBron. And that's when he was like, I've made a huge mistake. These are the people on my side. He's a black ass piece of shit nigger, and you were right to put his monkey lips in their place. And he's like, oh, nah, that's... I mean, I'm hurt, but that's, you know, we were friends. I thought he
I'm not hurt
stabbed
like
me
that.
In the back. I mean, but y'all don't even know him. I know enough about coons. Like, oh, fuck.
The thing is, he still didn't reflect, understand that that's what he reflects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the image he putting out, though.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons.
Well, I think he does when he say he regret writing that letter. He know.
Well,
that's all him. That's not LeBron. That's on him. He didn't have to write that. People already had, he already had everyone's sympathy, and then he wrote that letter. And to me, he erased any possibility for me and most rational people to have sympathy for him.
Yep.
3 years ago, Gilbert said he started to hear rumblings that this could be possible, that James had thoughts about someday making a return to the Cavs.
3 years ago. Damn, yeah. that was one year into Miami.
Yeah, that's because they lost. And don't forget, when they lost, they was putting out that shit about thinking the Mavericks and shit. Mm-hmm. Petty. I went back and forth in my mind thinking, could this really happen? It was a volatile thing for years, and now that is happening, I'm still in shock. Gilbert couldn't stop talking about Paul and Carter. Oh, that's so good. They about to get all their privileges back. I take it back, y'all. I take it back. I was wrong. Yo, Dan Gilbert is going to roll the red carpet out for LeBron and Posse, because LeBron Posse is his agents and shit.
Yo, he got all on jobs.
He about to let them niggas, hey, where you want to park, bro?
You know, and that's the
thing,
we
will build
man.
A parking space in the arena. You they can made, drive right into the locker room, park your car, and get out.
They made it seem like it was just his cousin and them hanging out. These was dudes that actually worked for LeBron.
Yeah, that's always been a huge misconception about his posse, quote unquote. It's always LeBron James and his posse. You mean his agent and his manager? Yeah, that's his... posse. They have jobs and titles.
The one thing he was smart enough to not mention was that his mom be at the games too.
Yeah,
now you talked about his mama. I don't think he, the forgiveness would have came either.
Yeah, that's true. If he would put his mama in that letter,
he probably had her name in.
Oh,
there,
by the way, space. How much you want to see how much would you have paid to see the first draft of the day? That first draft. that rough draft. Nigga, that rough draft had to be this dear bitch ass motherfucker nigga.
Hey, man.
First of all, suck my whole entire dick and the dick of Ohio. Your mama's a hoe. And we all knew, nigga. We knew your mama was a hoe. We was trying to help you out.
Mm-hmm. Delonte showed us the pictures. He sent out a mass text.
Right. Oh, man.
So it disrespectful.
Like, you should thank me for not fucking your mama. How about that? Your hood ass mama.
Mm-hmm. Got rock?
Yeah. I fired Paul Silas for your bitch ass. And he was right. You should have had your punk ass in the paint. Man, it would have been so bad. I know he was like, let me just delete this.
Backspace. Delete. Okay.
Put this in the
Comic
Sans.
All. Cut.
It's hard to see through these tears. It's too blurry. Put this Comic Sans on. Let me turn this Tupac off. Let me just turn this Tupac off. This Tupac a little too much.
Nah, he was in there playing that same hurt music D-Wade playing right now.
Nah. When you write something like that, you play something angry. Niggas in there playing Eminem and shit. Till I collapse! He's like, yeah,
how
fuck you.
How does it feel?
You don't, like the kind of anger, the kind of venom that was in there when you call someone a coward. That's like Eminem Stan. You know what I mean?
Nope. What's that group used to came out with the rock? With Jay-Z used to rap all the time? They three of them, like two dudes and a girl.
Two dudes and a girl? I don't know.
Get them. Something like, oh, man, they used to be hype. All their shit was just so
ratchet.
M.O.P.? Yes.
Yeah. M.O.P. is some good ratchet music.
That's what he was listening to.
Yeah, I was only thinking Stan because of the letter writing. And remember that third, that fourth verse of Stan? But like, it stopped being nice.
He got upset.
I wrote you, but you still ain't great me. He was like, I'm on 1,000 down and feeling drowsy. Hey, M. That's my girlfriend in the trunk.
He was so hurt.
That nigga was crying.
He was so hurt.
Like, it's that kind of anger that I imagine.
Hurt people, man.
Yeah, dog.
And he was hurt. Man. You think his wife got slept around when he got to the house?
Oh, damn.
That whiskey was on his breath.
You know, he probably kicked his little son in the chest, the one he keeps sending up there to get them. Papa! Papa, I got us another first round pick, Papa.
Come here, you little bitch.
Yeah.
With the fucking bow ties.
Does he look like LeBron to you?
He got that Henny on his breath. He got that when the Henny in the system.
Gilbert couldn't stop. He said they were so professional with us through the whole process. I know he's thankful because they could have been so petty. How are they? Like, okay. LeBron has the patience and forgiveness of a saint. And his boys must love him.
Nope. He lying. I guarantee you they showed up at their meeting and put their feet up on his desk.
Yeah, I mean.
I guarantee you they had their feet up on his desk and lit a cigar.
I'm going to assume for the sake of professionalism that he's telling the truth.
Nope.
But I like your version better.
I can't trust what he say.
I like your version better. I like Maverick Carter coming in with his dick out. Like just like unzipping his fly and just hanging his dick out the whole meeting and acting like it's not happening. I like that better. You know what I mean?
Like, it had to happen.
Yeah. Like because I couldn't have done it. But I'm just saying, I want to give all the props to LeBron by saying like, he's such a good friend.
No,
man, come on, man. Stop knowing me. Just let me finish my thought.
No.
I can't even finish my thought, y'all.
No, cause you about to change the story.
No, I'm not. I'm saying this is what they said happened.
Right. And you about to change. That's not what really happened.
No, you're changing the story by saying it. This new version that you just made up.
Cause that's what happened, dog. It's no way they don't. They read the letter too, man. They saw how their name was shamed in that letter too. Mm-hmm. And when they showed up for that meeting, I'm telling you, they was looking at pictures of Dan Gilbert family talking about, oh, who's that little white bitch right there? She cute. She fucking? That's my wife. Oh, okay. She got a fat ass though. I'm just saying. Let her come around me. I'll show her what a real nigga do. But anyway, let's talk these numbers. What numbers you got? Wait, who that other bitch over there in the other picture? That ain't your wife. I know she ain't your wife. She young too. When she go black, you never go back.
Oh man, come on, dog. I'm just saying.
Where your ashtray at, Dan? Oh, never mind. I'll just dump my ashes on the carpet. I dump them on the carpet. It's cool. I don't need an ashtray.
I'm just saying.
You got something to drink in this bitch? She got the drink up in here.
I brought my own. Don't worry about it.
What? You know, Ace of Spades? What kind of operation is this?
Show up drunk.
Yo, what kind of operation is this? Where's my tray of cheeses?
Maverick, are you not gonna wear a suit? I mean, you just came in here in jogging pants. Oh no, we just balled at the gym.
Yeah,
we real sweaty.
You know what LeBron shooting around?
Yeah,
you know,
like the niggas we are.
Yeah.
Like the niggas you think we are.
That's Rich doing all the talking. That other dude, what's his name? Maverick?
Yeah, Maverick.
Maverick walked over to the tray of cheeses and was like, this is the wrong type of cheese.
Yeah, flipped
the tray over.
And he's like, not my cheese.
Get this shit out of here.
Hey, you know what's good though? Is if he was like, now Maverick is like, it's Mr. Carter to you. Bitch. But look, man, the reason I'm not going with that though, it's hilarious, but
that's what happened, man.
Okay, but anything
else you say, I don't believe.
Just let me finish though, man. Damn. The reason I'm going with this is because I think it makes LeBron look even better as a person if he was able to like talk his boys into being civil.
Nope.
Because like I couldn't have done it. You know what I'm saying? Like even if I was like, listen, Justin. I know this person wrote some fucked up shit about us, but I want you to go talk to him. I'm not going to be there. I want you to go talk to him and start negotiating with him. I feel like pretty much at a 99% clip, most people would turn to you and be like, what? Nope. I'm not doing that.
No, they was like, we get to do this for real? Cool. I've been waiting to talk to good old boy Dan.
Yeah.
They've been looking forward to that meeting.
Yeah.
And at the end of the meeting, I guarantee you, they was like, and I don't want to hear shit about this in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got some more letters to write?
Right. Right.
Well, you need me to help you write this next letter? Because if I help you, the ink going to be on your face.
Yeah. I honestly think part of the underrated part of this is that Dan Gilbert did bend over backwards for that crew. And they had a good relationship till he wrote that letter.
He had like, to bend over backwards because LeBron wouldn't have re-signed the first time.
Nah, he didn't have to do anything. Like, he fucked up. Honestly, he gave LeBron way too much free reign. Like, he acted like they were friends, and they weren't. It's an employee-employer relationship at the end of the day. If he would have went to a legitimate franchise that had, like, won something before, and he tried that shit, they would have been like, are you fucking serious? No. I mean, look at Miami. Pat Riley was like, yeah, that's cool, but we're not doing anything for your crew. Like, you are LeBron James, and we'll make sure to keep... I mean, Pat Riley went out and challenged his manhood.
I told you that was going to come back to bite him.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Yeah. That press conference was stupid.
Yeah, dog. You're going to challenge the manhood of a man that had his manhood challenged last time he left? Are you fucking serious? So now it's just, to him, it's just like, oh, so you just like, okay, I guess it's just a thing. Y'all all like this.
Yep. I might as well be at home.
Yeah, Miami ain't no different than Cleveland. You know, y'all niggas booed me when I lost, so it actually is a little worse. But yeah, man, I really do think that he had to get a lot of props if they went in there and really didn't get petty, because I can't imagine it, man. every time I keep hearing, like, and everything was nice, and then we talked and we ate cheeses, I'm like, how though? Like, nobody said nothing. Nobody was just like, can you pass that cheese, you bitch ass nigga? I'm sorry. What did I?
Sharon, get these guys some glasses. No, I want you to get my glass, Dan.
Yeah, Dan, pour me some water, boy. Like, I just can't imagine. Oh, I've been so petty, dog. You could, oh my God. And I wouldn't have went, by the way. I would have made him go through all this shit. I would have been like, take all of this shit down. Take this letter down. Apologize to me like a man. And then I go, I'll think about it. And then I go right back to Miami. That's exactly what I would have did. And he didn't.
I don't know that I'd have went to Miami either.
I would have went back to Miami, y'all, because I would have been like, don't sign D-Wade.
You know what I honestly wanted him to do?
What?
I honestly wanted him to go to New York and win one with Melo.
Okay. Did they have the money for that? How are they going to pay for that?
I'm LeBron James. Make that happen.
Okay.
Phil is cutthroat. You don't think Phil would have traded?
I don't think him and Melo would win one. I don't think Melo's ever going to win a title in his life.
He would. They like each other.
That's cool.
They homeboys.
You know who else he likes? Dwayne Wade. And they lost by 20 every fucking game in the finals.
LeBron can play with anybody. That's the thing about LeBron.
Yeah, of course he can. Yeah, that don't mean he's going to win with anybody. He can play with anybody.
He could win with Melo.
And I don't think so.
And the other reason is...
Melo overrated.
Melo will at least pretend to play defense.
What's the furthest Melo's ever been in the playoffs?
What's the furthest Wade ever been in the playoffs without LeBron?
He won the title.
Well, he had Shaq, excuse me.
He won the title.
Without Shaq and LeBron.
Without
Shaq and LeBron. He's never done anything.
That's like I said.
Him and Melo would be in the same boat right now.
I don't think so, you're right. They wouldn't have won titles without help. I agree. But I think even with Shaq, Melo would have lost. I don't think Melo is good as Dwayne Wade was. So. Agree to disagree.
You giving D-Wade too much credit.
No, I'm not. I'm giving Melo too little credit. Fuck him, and he's not that good. He doesn't play defense.
He shoots
too many bad shots. His team will never win shit. In our lifetime, that nigga will never win a title. It doesn't matter where he goes either.
I can't say it don't matter where he goes.
It don't even matter, dog. Like, because he never... You know why it doesn't matter where he goes? He never looks at the places that actually would help his weaknesses. He's not interested in going to a defensive team. Like, if Melo was smart, the only place he would go, even look at, would be like Chicago, Memphis.
I wouldn't go to
Charlotte.
Chicago.
I know you wouldn't. I'm just telling you.
I would go to Memphis, not Chicago.
I'm just telling you where the fuck he needs to be looking at if he's trying to go win a title. He ain't going to them places.
He should go to Washington.
And then he gonna go right back to New York, take that money and be like, la la, baby, we don't have to move. Watch. We can actually move to a bigger apartment in Manhattan.
Man, Lala on the phone right now with Vanessa Bryant talking about,
girl, you think we can get on LA Basketball Wives?
Is Kobe, did he make room in the guest room for
girl,
us?
Girl, hey, Vanessa, you want to be on my TV show Power? You can be on there with me. Yeah, we got a real nice white dude that ain't never been to the hood. But yeah, Dan Gilbert, it says LeBron James comes home, 2-time championship, comes with a chance to deliver something Dan Gilbert would have never imagined possible again, a chance for them to be champions together, a chance to wash away all the stain of a scarlet letter and the decision to get together older and wiser and better understand how it can be made right again. His cell phone buzzed on Friday afternoon and Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavs, heard the words he could never imagine. LeBron is coming home.
You think, Rich and them got rings too?
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
You think they wore their rings to the meeting?
Of course. Of course.
Took their ring off?
I think that's the pettiest they got.
Set it on the table, right next to their feet on the table?
I think that's the pettiest that they got was when they did the ring, wore the rings to the meeting.
Kept cleaning their rings on their shirt. kept wiping the ring down on their shirt, blowing on it.
Yeah. people asking questions, man, in the chat. Who do you think Cleveland fans were listening to before James signed? Robin Thicke, Mary J. Blige, or Drake?
Drake.
You gotta listen to that Lenny Williams, dog, if you're gonna do some begging.
Drake. Yeah, they didn't sell enough records for Robin Thicke.
Understated part of this shit that I forgot about, totally skipped over my mind. LeBron James, one of these new millennial niggas. So it makes sense that he would forgive. Like, he not like us.
Oh, he like Melo from The Y. Yeah,
like he just a few years removed. Like if he would have been born 5 years earlier, there's 0% chance he goes back. But in the Drake generation, like it's a good chance that they'll be like, you know, emotionally, I just need to resolve my issues. And, you know, we need to reconcile. I need closure. Like, like these are terms that niggas like us don't use. You know, I just was emotionally devastated at the prognosis. Like, we're like, oh, nah, fuck them niggas. That's
hell nah,
it.
Cuz.
Like, we just get mad and then we die early from anger-induced stress for the rest of our life. Like, every time we see somebody, like, I'll fuck him up. Like, LeBron yep. not like that, man. He, like, I mean, I'm not even saying it's bad. It's just a whole different way of thinking than what we think. Like, That's such a, like, it's not a bad trait to have. I wish, like I said, when I heard about the possibility of this, my first thought was like, nigga, no. And then my second thought was, I wish I had that kind of capacity to forgive.
Yeah.
Cause it's a good trait. You shouldn't let this kind of shit bother you for the rest of your life like it would me. It would bother, I would never go back and I would drop 50 on them niggas every time we play. It could be preseason. I'm playing, coach.
Still throwing the powder up in the air.
Yeah.
You know, when I first heard it, I was joking about it because I was like, it won't happen. Like, it can't happen. It, yeah. I wouldn't do it, so it's not possible. But, I mean, good luck, LeBron. As long as he happy, I'm happy.
I would never forgive these niggas. Are you serious? I would keep my home in Akron just to show up and gloat.
It would be slander every time I saw him.
Yep.
Every time I saw
him. I wear Heat shit too. Like, I would go to Cleveland games in my Heat gear. You know what I'm saying? You know how you go to Cleveland game? He's a Yankees fan. He'll go watch Cleveland play the Yankees. I would show up in Cleveland in a LeBron James Miami Heat jersey.
I would show up with a notepad and a pencil. And they'd be like, oh, what's in there? Oh, nothing. Just writing letters. You know.
Common
you know,
sense.
Whenever I'm in Cleveland, I get in the letter writing mood. I don't know what it is.
Amazing.
Just it's something about this weather. Just make me want to write letters.
Dog, that's amazing, dog. Wow. Just bravo to him, bro. I could not do it. Could not. That was my first thought. Because I knew people were going to flip on him on some like sellout Uncle Tom shit. And I was like, nope. I'm not even going there because that's the same as policing this dude.
Melo got to wait till next week to announce where he going, just till the commotion die down so he can at least get some attention.
See, he fucked up. You need to announce the second after he does if you're Melo. just so you can go under the radar for getting your money, because you know he going fax for that money. Like LeBron James goes to Cleveland. Oh, and this just in, Carmelo Anthony going back to New York. Okay, good for him.
All about the money.
Yep. And then nobody will be able to, they won't have that time to do that long ass, like, this is, like, they won't be able to bring on Stephen A. Smith, so he can be like, this is the problem with the proliferance of these, of this my money first generation.
These niggas out here, I mean, I didn't say niggas. What I, you misheard
nigga what please, I said. Nigga please. I'm on a new drug. It's called nigga please. You need to take two nigga please in the morning and get it out your system.
Poor Melo. He just can't win in life.
So my man Lionel, who wrote that long ass how the Heat can rebuild.
I'm not laughing at any Heat fans.
No, I'm laughing with him.
No disrespect to the Heat fans.
I remember being like, this is how I would do it if I was them. Just come back and then use the money to get these people. But then he went into so much detail. I was like, I don't know, man. This shit, now it sounds crazy. Well, he says, what up, Rod and Justin? First off, my bad for the extremely long email you guys read during the draft. I was sitting at work bored as shit, and I spazzed out on that email like Omarion did at the BET Awards a few years ago when he joined MMG. But my question, that was good, by the way, when he did that. Mario came out dancing hard as shit. Like, what's Mario doing, dog? Calm down. It's like, I'm back.
Where is he now?
Yeah. Where is he? Is he involved in the beef with Meek Mill and Wale? Fat Trail? But my question, I'll keep it brief.
I did like the detail of his letter, though.
I did, too, but that shit was it was live during the draft. It took like 40 minutes.
We just picked, it was the wrong week for us to read it.
It was like six picks in before I was like, all right, and thank you guys.
And we kept interrupting.
Yeah. I'll keep it brief. Is what will you guys think of LeBron if he decides to go back to Cleveland? Oh, well, shit, you know now. Yeah. I think he has an amazing heart for forgiveness, bro. Amazing.
I just think that woman run that house and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but you know what though, man? Like him caring about his wife and shit is why he got to leave Miami. Can't be doing that in Miami.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. That's what I'm saying. It's D-Wade. That's why I said it was several factors. I think the main thing was his wife.
Yeah.
But D-Wade's poor relationship with his wife contributed to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like D-Wade was living. This is what happened. You remember when Shaq first came to Miami?
Yep.
And D-Wade didn't go to the clubs. He ain't know nobody.
Yep.
That's the D-Wade LeBron liked. That's the D-Wade LeBron was friends with.
And then Shaq convinced him to start being a cheater and shit.
Yep.
Like he did with Kobe.
Yep. And then when LeBron moved to Miami, he was like, wait, this how you living life?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, because this not what I, nah.
Like, I don't care about the club. So, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Yep. And he had LeBron out there at the club the first few years. You notice LeBron ain't been out at the clubs the last 2 years like that.
Nah. I mean, his family finally got there.
Yep.
Like his family didn't want to move. So his family finally got there, man. Not just how much you think Savannah was like, I don't want to go because of what happened to Siobhan.
Yep.
You know, like she changed all her life for that man and got walked over for it. He eventually didn't have no respect for her. And she been with him forever like I've been with you.
And LeBron was like, I'm not like him though, baby.
Yeah, but see, she used to put ultimatums on him, though. Remember that engagement shit when she was like, I don't see no ring on these fingers.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like she actually stood up for herself, man.
I wonder if she was about to put him on papers.
Yeah.
For that, man.
I bet she called Siobhan and asked Siobhan, like, where did you go wrong? Like, no offense, I don't want to lose my man. Where did you go wrong? She was like, girl, I got them titties, got my nose did. Start wearing them hoe dresses, trying to get his attention like them other hoes. Yep. And he had no respect for me after that.
I was rubbing his knees down every night.
Yeah, he ain't care no more. He said, I don't want my knees rubbed. I want my balls sucked. And I was doing it. But anybody can suck some balls. Not everybody can rub the knees down, okay? They don't know you got to take 50% Icy Hot, 50% Blue Juice. Nobody knows that.
Mm-hmm. You think that towel on that commercial he on, the Icy Cool Hot Towel?
Yeah.
I created it.
I made those.
I made it at the house. Mm-hmm. And he was like, ooh, we can get paid off of this.
I used to take Icy Hot, put it on a hot towel.
And at the time, I thought it was our money. But we see.
But I mean, it's ours now. I went to court, believe that. You know, she still gotta be bitter a little bit. Not just after the letter that Dan Gilbert wrote that was on Cleveland's website for 4 years, but also because Dan Gilbert was the catalyst behind the owners changing the CBA to prevent players from teaming up like the Heat did. That's what I wanted to say earlier. I have to give so much props to Dan Gilbert. I know you never thought I'd say it. That nigga little fingered this shit. He was the main one who was like, we need to make the cap so punitive, you can't make a super team like the Heat have right now. And when it came time for everybody to like look at their deals, the players had to be like, damn, I guess we got to take it upon ourselves and opt out of our own contracts just to see if we could have a chance to put our shit back together.
Yep.
That's Dan Gilbert that did that.
The other owner's mad as fuck right now, too.
Who?
The other owners.
Oh, well, I know Mickey Arison, the owner of the Heat, is mad because he actually said, those are poor people problems and I'm not. So, I remember he was vocal. He was like, I'm against that. I want to be able to pay as much as I fucking want for my team. And y'all can have the luxury tax. And they was like, nope. Hard cap, $4 per dollar over if you go too far over. So, yeah, you gotta get props to Dan Gilbert. That was some Machiavellian shit, bro. Scheming ass, bitch ass nigga.
LeBron, how long before LeBron part owner on a team? Not little owner like Nelly and them, but I'm talking about like major owner.
You think he would ever try to own part of the Cavs? Because I feel like Dan Gilbert and him, are they cool? Like, I think LeBron is going to look at the Jordan thing and be like, I want to own my own team, not be part of the Cavs ownership group.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he major majority.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, he's going to have the money when he retires to do it. So I don't know if he wants to do it. I mean, what, 20, 25 years maybe? Cause I mean, he's still going to play probably another 8, and then, you know, you gotta get some distance from the game, get your business acumen up, and then try to pull that move. So I don't know. Probably when he's like 50 or so.
Yeah. I don't want to see him going into coaching
as, I don't either. As an aside, how do Cleveland fans act all torn up over LeBron but revert right back to this simping ass behavior as soon as it looks like he might return? Well, let me tell you something, guys. All right. Some quick and dirty fact of love. When that good thing leave you,
the baddest bitch you ever had,
you're going to be hurt. And you gonna put it on Twitter.
LeBron a bad bitch too.
Yeah, you gonna be on Facebook. Everybody gonna know because she's so bad. They keeping up with her. Your friends gonna know.
They trying to fuck too.
Yeah, they gonna tell you like, oh man, I seen her at the club. She was looking good, man. What happened?
I tried to holler, but you know.
So you about to be out there like, fuck that dirty bra. You gonna be every misogynistic thing you ever thought. And a bunch of shit you didn't think.
Yep.
It's going to come out your mouth. You're going to be tweeting it. You're going to be trying to put a news out there. You're going to be doing everything, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just life. Like, you not going to be able to handle it. And then when she finally does leave that text message on your birthday, like, hey, I was just thinking about you. Happy birthday. All that shit's going to disappear. You're like, I don't even know why I said those things. I love you.
Why was I ever mad?
Why? Yeah, what was I thinking? You think maybe we could go to dinner sometime?
Just to talk. Just
You know, just because I want to apologize to you. Because I was wrong.
I want
to
be friends again.
Yeah, that's LeBron James. He the baddest bitch in the NBA. Are you serious?
That's a bad bitch right there.
Dog, I don't care if LeBron James came to Charlotte, said, fuck this city, and Rod Morrow, that bitch ass nigger. And then next year he was like, actually, I'm thinking about signing with the Hornets. I'd be like, go LeBron! Let's go! I'll buy LeBron jersey, dog. That's just how it is. He that good.
I would try to get
season tickets.
And I know.
I'm in the front row while he'd be like, this bitch ass nigga.
Look, I'm not saying I can get front row. They might be up top.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm okay with that.
No, I would try to get to a spot where he could see me. So I'd be like, go LeBron! He'll be like, oh, I don't even like you.
Nope. When I was in high school, this dude in my church had season tickets to the Hornets back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to give me free tickets because he would work a lot of times and couldn't go to the games. I used to take bitches to the games.
Mm-hmm.
What? Automatic. automatic draws after the game.
Well, I'm just saying, me personally, how much I love LeBron, I would buy one season ticket. That's how much I love LeBron.
For you.
Wouldn't even take Karen. Just be out there like, LeBron! LeBron, remember me? You said fuck me. I'm a nigga. Remember me?
Can we fuck later?
You hate me. Remember? Please. Oh, that's a good shot, LeBron. You doing it again? You doing it again, my nigga? Man, what? He that good. None of this shit meant anything. That was my whole point for the whole time. Like, if anything, I love that this proves my fucking point about all those bandwagon ass haters. You don't really hate LeBron James, and you 100% understand why he would leave that shitty city. And you
wouldn't stay there.
You wouldn't stay there. You know what? You know what mad Cleveland fans be? Not in Cleveland. Yeah, fuck that nigga. Don't you work at Bank of America in Charlotte? Well, yeah, man, I had to get a job. I mean, it was a good opportunity. I love the city.
Man, we know a few people that the first opportunity they got to leave Ohio.
Yeah.
They love.
I think secretly, if you left Cleveland, during the LeBron thing, you talk shit about him, everybody gotta go back to Cleveland. If you from Cleveland listen to this, go back. Yep. You gotta go back, dog. You talked all that shit about him. It's time to go back. He went back. And now you got a man up and go live in Cleveland with him.
Yep. Suck it up.
Bring the jobs back. He said he want to be a role model. Go start a business in Cleveland.
And start with y'all. Hope.
He says they are setting themselves up for some good ass jokes if Brian gives them that stuff, that stiff arm again. But he didn't. He's a bigger person than us. Anyway, take care, fellas. Lionel. Thanks, Lionel.
Yep, appreciate it.
Yep, I agree.
Another detail of him. Lana must be thorough at his job, too.
Jay writes, dude, didn't you fucking say Miami was like college for him? I think it was you or maybe sports ball, I don't know. And in this Cleveland Cavaliers letter, he said, Miami for me has been almost like college for other kids. I don't remember saying that, so I'm assuming they said that on sports ball. Travis writes in, good afternoon. I subscribed to the premium shows a couple hours ago. I missed the email for the Balls D Sports Free Cash Show. I was wondering if there's any way that I can be sent that email so I can see the show. Thank you.
What up, Travis?
I'll say thank you, LeBron. Well, welcome to the phone, Travis.
Yep.
LeBron out here getting us that money.
Thank you.
Baddest bitch. This nigga's so bad, he sold premium shit for us. Are you serious? We don't have no affiliation with Cleveland, the NBA, or Miami. Niggas was like, I need to hear your opinion, because this nigga's so good. He the best, yo. I'm the best.
We should write him a letter.
Yeah, I'll write him. Dear LeBron, you made me $15. You a bad motherfucker. Sincerely, Rod. Thank you for your capacity for goodness. How this nigga forgive so good? He even the best at forgiveness. What? How the fuck is he good at everything? This nigga off the forgiveness charts, dog. He just put down a forgiveness triple double.
Let's see. I woke up this morning and I want to forgive you. Forgiveness for you. Another forgiveness for you.
Yeah.
Forgiveness for everybody.
Dude, Jesus was like, what? Dude. Jesus cut on SportsCenter this morning and said, how is that possible?
President Obama is somewhere. Well, and so LeBron's going back to Cleveland. That's one forgiving nigga right there. Yeah, I'll say it. He's a forgiving nigga.
This nigga the forgiveness MVP, bruh.
Yeah, I'm going to forgive the Republican Party now for all they've done these past few years. To hold me back. If LeBron can forgive then, I think I can forgive.
I forgive the Tea Party. Here's my birth certificate. I got the long form and the short form.
Everybody forgiving everybody today.
Donald Trump, would you still like to see my my transcript from college? Here's my grades. As you can see, I did get a C second semester.
I want to forgive everybody that ever said anything negative about me, including the ones in jail right now. I see you on Facebook.
Dude, he the best forgiver of all time.
I want to forgive all the women that told me, no, you can't get my phone number.
Right. I'm just going to start calling Joy Scott. I forgive you. I wrote that letter for you in the fourth grade and you threw it in the trash front of my face without even reading it. Took forever to write that shit. Had some poems in there and I had some long form, prose. But, you know what? If LeBron James could do it, I could do it.
I forgive all the women we went out to dinner and we ain't fucked that night.
Yep. All of them.
I forgive all the men out there that's not being real fathers to their children right now.
I'm gonna call my daddy.
I forgive
somebody, right? Somebody just now called, they forget. It's like that scene in, you ever seen that movie Gridiron Gang with The Rock?
Yes.
Quarterback coach. Yeah. He's a kid. He's a coach for like a juvenile detention football team. And he gives a speech where he's like, you know, you gotta let go of all that anger, son. It's eating you up inside. You know, think about, you know, all the people that love you in your life. And, you know, in my life, I didn't have a father. He didn't raise me. I was a very angry young man. And it made me, I made a lot of bad decisions. And I'm talking to you to see if you could, like, you know, be even better than me. And then the kid turned to him and was like, when did you forgive your father? And then he turned back and he said, just now. And I start crying like a bitch.
I forgive Chase at the YMCA.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how niggas feel about this forgiveness. Somebody just forgave their father because LeBron James forgave Dan Gilbert.
I forgive the dude this morning.
who was that, John?
I don't know his name, but you know, I didn't realize who he was until we started arguing. I was like, oh, that's the dude I took that shot on to get back for Damon because he kept fouling Damon hard the week before.
Yep.
That's when I started really giving them shots.
Yep. He's amazing, dog. Lead the league in forgiveness, dog. Forgive BP. Forgive VP.
Can we make that a stat? We're going to make that a stat.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Vanessa Bryant might be second.
Yep.
She wanted to forgive VP in like 2009.
I forget a Scandal and her lip acting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start watching Scandal this season.
I like that you called Kerry Washington Scandal. Called her Scandal.
No disrespect.
Like it's her government name.
No disrespect.
I forgive Scandal and her lip acting.
It was somewhat intentional, but not really.
Balls D Sports. What up, Rod and Justice? My man, Space Mountain. What the hell just happened? Did this nigga forget what Gilbert and that city did?
Hey, man, we forgiving over here.
Hey, man, we forgive you for writing this email. You know this stuff. Gilbert basically said he owned LeBron city-made urinal cakes with his face on this so they could put piss in it. By the way, this is spelled all wrong because he was mad as shit.
He was angry.
Yeah, like he spelled piss, puss. Like, he was like, fuck an autocorrect. The font, it's two different fonts. Like, he was mad, dog. Face Mountain sent this shit in a rush. Like, fuck this shit. I'm not a fan. So they could piss in his mouth. Chance about his mama having sex with Delonte West. And then he... Oh. Hey, he like Old Dog and Menace. They killed your cousin right in front of your face. You just gonna ride? You was gonna let that ride? Chance about his mama having sex with Delonte West and that his daddy left him because he ain't love him. I don't even remember that, Chance.
Yep.
They was doing that?
Yes.
Shit.
It was going cold.
Them white folks evil as fuck. It's going to lynch this nigga. We so lucky we got rights.
Yes, this email is in mostly caps.
Yes. Caps. LeBron proved today that he ain't Kobe. Kobe don't care about pleasing people. Oh, that's another thing I like about this. Now niggas appreciate Kobe. They was, oh, the petty ass nigga. He always he wouldn't even speak this much, Parker. Well, guess what Kobe wouldn't have done? Taking his ass back. Kobe barely fucked with Phil, dog. Kobe was like, you put me in that book, nigga.
You know why Kobe like Phil? Cause he want Phil to coach up them other dudes.
Yeah.
That's all.
They still not cool.
Yeah.
He's just like, man, if you can't coach these niggas, don't talk to me. Talk to Powell. Like, you know that conversation happened a dozen times. Kobe, we need you to get it to the paint. Don't talk to me. Talk to Powell.
Man,
Kobe, but you got the ball. You don't want to need to throw it in there. LeBron, talk to Powell about that.
LeBron learned so much working out with Kobe in the mornings, man.
Mm-hmm. Except he learned to forgive.
Kobe learned to forgive too.
Yeah, he forgave that girl that accused him of that case. I don't, what did he forgive? what has Kobe ever forgiven?
You know, he forgave the Philly fans. He still go to Philly every now and then.
Nah, he.
And they boo him all the time.
He forgive them niggas, man. Kobe, I don't think Kobe's ever said the word forgive.
I hope he forgave his mama.
And no quote I've ever read from Kobe Bryant.
I hope he forgave his mama.
You know he didn't forgive his mama.
Said that memorabilia.
He probably ain't been out his mama's house since. Kobe ain't forgiving these niggas,
she
man.
She wrote a letter too.
I can't wait for Kobe's memoirs, dog. I can't wait. This nigga retired. We about to get the straight dope on all these niggas. Oh, you know what? Shaq a bitch. And let me tell you, that's chapter one. Shaq the bitch.
Shaq not only was messing with women, but he was also messing with men.
Yeah. I told the police about it on purpose.
And when he asked me about how does his ass taste, it's because he kept trying to get me to fuck him.
He wanted to know. He really wanted me to know. That's why he got caught fucking Superhead. Chapter two.
I told him.
More snitching. Chapter two gonna be called More Snitching on Shaq. I only told the police one thing. I have so much dirt on this nigga.
And the let me not talk about Phil Jackson and his groupies away from Jenny Buss.
Right. Apparently he's not Buddhist when it comes to this booty. Kobe don't care about pleasing people. Are we going to act like the Cavs roster is really better? I'm sure James don't care, but I lose all respect for that dude over this. Damn! God damn! Niggas is
Man, this is an immediate reaction. He hasn't had time to reflect on it, man. And think about it.
God, breathe, man. Can't lose all your respect for this dude, man. I mean, the man apologized to his face. It's not like he said. And then apologize to Yahoo Sports, by the way. Don't think that wasn't part of it. Do not think that public interview with Yahoo Sports was not part of this shit that LeBron demanded. But, I mean, he apologized, man. And LeBron felt bad about it. Like, y'all don't care that he felt bad. Like, to me, if you tell me, man, I felt bad about how I did that, and I go, well, you know, you were justified with what you did. You shouldn't feel bad. He's like, I don't care. I personally don't feel right about it. It's not in my character to do something like that. Then I'm not going to be mad at you for trying to make it right.
And LeBron, a man of the people. He didn't do it for Dan. He didn't do it for the arena. He did it for the people.
Yeah. Like, he did it for the kids. Like, the same kids that, you know, he delegated that charity to. Like, can we be like, look, he thinks that he can be an influence on these kids by coming back and being part of this community again. I don't know. It's hard for me to hold. I don't know how y'all can do it, man. Y'all, I ain't that mad. I never was that mad where I was like, if this nigga ever go back.
Ironically, that hate for him just made me like LeBron more.
Yeah,
when that happened during the decision.
By the way, all this hate now is still making me like him more. So now anytime somebody call him a bitch ass nigga or whatever going back, I'm going to be like, he good. I love him. He the best. He the best at forgiveness.
He the best bitch.
Mm-hmm.
He the baddest bitch
in the NBA. For the dude over this, and he proved everything Gilbert wrote in that letter true. What? Not a role model and a coward. Let me know y'all thoughts. Damn, Dave. You went in.
Nah, that's anger. That's the hurt
talking. This letter isn't common sense.
That's the hurt talking, man.
Oh, Dave. No, man. Come on. You gotta think about this, bruh. Come on, man. What would you want your son to do, man? He's like, kill that nigga. That's what I want to do. Fuck Dan Gilbert. I kill that nigga. I see him in these streets.
Set the whole state on fire.
Beef on everything. Everything I love. Oh, man. Dave, man. You went in.
Dan got to have a LeBron jersey day. And he just go around all the neighborhoods handing out new LeBron James jerseys.
Aaron wrote in, pick up basketball. Right about now, I'm happy knowing that when I go premium, this week still be there for me. This will still be there for me, I think. Nigga, you want a terrible ass pickup story? I'll start with the super short embarrassing story. You ever been jumped by 4 16-year-olds and almost feel bad about beating their asses after they bust your lip with the ball trying to be funny? Problem was, I was 20 at the time. Seabrook Park, enough said. Well, shit, I almost was my story. I almost got jumped by like 10 15-year-olds one time. I had to apologize and tank the game, dog. Real story. I saw them niggas come out the woodwork. I was like, where are these other niggas coming from? Like, I know you mad, but why are y'all a gang?
You know, I've played in different parks in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Double Oaks. I've played over there.
Yeah.
Little Rock. I've been to different parks. And when it was too many people from the neighborhood, I would leave.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, yeah, nah, this ain't what I want. They all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know me. You know what I'm saying? I would leave. It wasn't worth it to me.
Yeah. I'm not fighting, though. Look, only thing worse than being accused of beating up a bunch of fucking little kids is getting beat up by them.
Yep.
I'm out. No thanks.
And I wonder if that's the reason why those brothers don't come to. Do they still come to the Y?
I don't know.
You know the Ryan and them?
Yeah, they come. Yeah, they come all the time.
I wonder if they stopped coming.
They went to college.
I wonder if they stopped old enough to come now since they old enough to get hit in the mouth.
Hey, man, listen. Dave was so mad. Everything about him in the letter is true because he went back.
He had Miami Heat jersey, man. He God probably had damn. All the colors.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine thinking like that. Oh, he was mad as shit at that dude, man. Like, you don't feel kind of bad, man? Like,
hey, man, that was the hurt talking, man.
How would he be a coward for going back? That's like the most brave you can be.
After he read the story.
That's the, like, you know you're going to catch hell for coming back.
I see why a lot of cats will call him Uncle Tom. I could see why.
Yeah.
But once you read the story and.
Maybe he hadn't read the story because, like, the dude apologized. They worked it out. He felt bad about it the whole time. I guess people just can't imagine feeling bad after somebody does something to you after you did. You know, like, to me, it's like this. All right, look, here's a perfect example. It's like if you broke up with a chick.
That cheated on you.
No, not that cheated on you. Hold on. If you broke up with a chick via text message. And then she went on Facebook and was like, fuck you, you little dick bitch. I hate you. Your car was whack. You never had enough Kool-Aid, sugar for the Kool-Aid. Like, you'll be like, oh, fuck. Like, in the aftermath, it's like, oh, fuck you. You gonna go and put this shit. You broke up with her by text. And everybody's like, ooh, you broke up with her by text? What? Oh, fuck you. Right? And then, like, a little time passed, and you was like, she was wrong. And I hate that she wrote that, but I shouldn't have broke up with her by text. Mm-hmm. I think that's how it came down. Was like, he feels kind of like I shouldn't have done it that way.
And she keep calling me.
Yeah. Well, not you know what it is. Your friends on Facebook keep talking. Oh, did you see that she said that she went and saw so and so movie? You like that movie, don't you? Like, yeah, I do like that movie. Yeah, man. Anyway, she said she's gonna be out there. So, you going out tonight? I don't know, man. I might go out there. She gonna be out there? Cause it was like I think what everybody forgets is these niggas was cool way longer than they were mad. Like, for us as fans, we just get to enjoy the, oh, these niggas mad. Fuck that. Fuck these niggas. But they were actually, like, friends. You know what I mean? To a certain extent where it's like, I'm your owner and I want to help you win as much as I can in Cleveland. And it's going to be fun. We're both coming in together. That's what people don't know about Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert and LeBron basically came into the league at the same time. You know, like.
LeBron had to get a break, too, man. He had to show Dan what he needed to do as an owner.
Yeah.
Like, going to get Antoine Jameson? No.
That's also, to be honest, 2-ring LeBron will be better for getting players to Cleveland than no ring LeBron. I guarantee it. You know what I mean? Like, if you was, hey, you want to.
I don't know about that.
Why not? Because if you want to go play with, somebody, the idea of playing with somebody who's won a title is way different than playing with somebody who's never won a title.
Cause
no matter how good you are. Think about think about how Charles Barkley never got a free agent to come to Philly. And we all respected him as one of the best, if not the best power forward in the game at the time. But niggas wasn't trying to do it because it was like, I'm not going there to not win a ring with you. It was different, you know what I mean? As opposed to like, once somebody wins some shit, then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, I'll go play there. Might win a ring. I think he'll be a bigger asset to Cleveland than he was before he won a ring.
Still Cleveland, man.
I mean, it's still Cleveland. I mean, some niggas not going.
At the end of the day, the argument is it's still ends Cleveland. With Cleveland.
But right. I'm just saying, you don't think it's like, We already
get Vince Carter to come.
You know what? Matter of fact, I don't even know why I'm bringing this up right now. I have an article that proves that I'm right, and like it's already here. Why am I even talking about this? I know I'm right.
But now, if you remember, if you stick with this argument with this particular person, it contradicts what you previously said about this person.
No, but I know I'm right because this dude wants to go.
But it contradicts and what everybody you previously wants said about that person.
No, it doesn't. I didn't say that. Did I? I didn't say anything about this dude being a championship caliber player. I didn't say anything about that. I just said it attracts free agents.
Right. And I said, yeah, players like Antoine Jameson. And that's the level you basically put him on.
No,
I didn't put him on
Antoine Jameson.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
You put him, well, level did you put him on then?
I'll put him at, let me think of, I will put him at, T-Mac level.
Boozer?
I'll put him at T-Mac, Vince Carter level. Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Well, they still lost one.
I'll put them there.
I mean, West still never got the first round.
Right. You don't think that's pretty accurate? That's pretty accurate.
No, he's not. He's still a,
nah.
He's still a Jameson.
Antoine level. Jameson level is so low. That, like, you disrespected him now, man. Antoine Jameson. That's, you cold, man.
I was mad as hell when the Lakers picked him up. I was like, why would they get him?
Old Antoine.
Of all people. Right.
Old Antoine was
for
hard
two
to watch.
Years.
He was so hard
they
to
had
watch.
Him for 2 years, man.
Well, he was good. It was like, at least you could get some enjoyment out of the fact that his stats look good. But when he was old, it was like, get this nigga off this court.
He got old quick.
He was trying to do them little flip shots. Niggas was blocking them little shots. Like, dude, get this little shit out of here.
6'10". What are you doing?
He was still trying to do them flips, dog. Them niggas was like, nope. All right. Doesn't the Cav have the Heat's first round pick next year? Do they? Damn. God damn. I didn't know that.
They get all the first picks.
Oh, man. This would be diabolical if he planned it from the beginning. What if the niggas would have high-fived in front of Pat Riley? Oh, Pat Riley would have been so mad.
Hey, man. Pat Riley is angry. He might could lose his job behind this.
Dude, I feel so bad for Spo.
As GM.
Spo about to lose his job for sure. Gonna be a lot harder coaching
them
four niggas that got left. Dwayne Wade.
You don't think they don't need a coach in Cleveland?
Who is the coach?
They don't have one. No, they do. They hired that foreign guy.
Yeah. If the Cavs lose their first game against the Heat, we partying? Says Faith. Not me. The Cavs lose the first game against the Heat, I'm gonna be like, y'all niggas still the Heat. They still got LeBron. The Cavs got LeBron, so they won.
But I will say this though, with depending on where Bosch go, like if he goes to the West Coast, and it really to me puts the Hornets top four.
Mm-hmm.
Top four in the East.
Let's see. Also, what happens if they do get Kevin Love? That's what I'm saying, Ash 3 Classy. Exactly. They'll be one of the best teams in the East. I still don't think this makes them a contender. I don't think this roster is better than the Heat roster, which is one of the reasons that this move is so brave, is that he's taking a downgrade in the roster, in my opinion. I'd much rather play with Bosh, Wade again, go to the finals again, have a 50-50 chance of winning, especially if the Spurs don't get there. I would much rather do that shit than go to Cleveland and try to rebuild this bitch from the start.
Yeah, right now.
With these young niggas who've never won shit.
He still got Anthony Bennett.
Yeah.
On his team.
How is this a better team? The team is worse.
Matthew Dellavedova.
Right. Never heard of him.
Dang went somewhere else.
No, Dang's gone.
Yep. Carrick Felix.
None of these dudes are as good as Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh.
Alonzo G. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he is. He played for Alabama. But by the way, he's making $3 million.
You know I like me some Kyrie Irving. Kyrie ain't never won shit. It's gonna become funny because people gonna hate LeBron so much for going back. They're about to overrate the fuck out of this roster. Like, these niggas is great. And he's just going to go to this team so they can easily win. Like, they not good. They didn't. How many games did they win? Why they keep getting the first pick, dog? They suck.
Yep. Scotty Hobson. They got Tristan Thompson. That's a good pickup.
Space Mountain writes in the chat. This Space Mountain, I did read the story after I wrote it. I still feel like he a sucker. At some point, got to have a line. I say he a coward because he looked at the Heat roster and was like, nope. They going to blame 14-15 on me. I'm out. 14. But they would do that no matter where he goes if he doesn't win a title. He's that good now.
Yeah, they.
There's no safe haven for LeBron James ever. Like, no matter where he goes, if they don't win a title, he's getting money.
He could go to the Hawks right now and they'll be like, well, he didn't win a title this year.
Yeah, this Cleveland team won't win a title more than likely. You know what I mean? Like, more than likely, I mean, next year, by the way, because it normally takes a while to gel these teams together. They probably won't win it next year, and he's going to get the blame.
Yeah.
He's that good now.
I don't think he looked at the roster and had an issue. I think it was, I think it was purely personal. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't basketball reasons. You know what I mean? It wasn't basketball reasons. Like, you know, I won two. Even with the team they had last year, like, they went to the finals. Like, it's not like they lost early in the first round or something like that. Like, they went to the finals.
I agree.
So, looking at that, even if they got the same team back with, you know, different payroll aspects, they could have potentially went right back to the finals again.
Dude, they've been to the finals every year.
Because who in the East is going to beat them? Like, it's not the Nets.
The easy move is to stay. That's the easy move. The sucker move is to leave, honestly. If you're just going by like what's harder is going back. I guess I can't imagine forgiving anyone that after the letter and him pushing the CBA to take money out of my pocket, sucker move. Well, now he's getting all the money from his pockets.
Yep.
So I mean,
the real
it ain't like he going back to Cleveland for a discount.
The real losers in this is Savon.
Yep.
Gabrielle Union, like, yep. She dealt with this dude with a break baby for D-Wade.
D-Wade lost $42 million.
Yo, he'll never see that again, ever. Like, from who? And for what?
Mr. Bond says, when does MJ invite Lance to Charlotte? Hopefully never.
Yeah, hopefully never.
I don't want him here.
Ironically.
We already signed, that deal with Hayward. And I just hope Utah don't match.
Man, you know, Lance, I don't know why he turned down that money from Indiana.
Because it wasn't enough.
I get it, but I don't know where he would get it, who he would get it from.
Nigga, as soon as LeBron signed, everybody about to get paid. A rising tide. I don't know. That, whatever George Bush would say.
Other people.
That shit is going to get everyone paid. Him getting the max is the best fucking thing for everybody. Because now niggas about to be like, okay, market value is this. Y'all, LeBron got this. Why you think these other niggas getting 15? Is Chandler Parsons really a 15 mil a year dude? Is Gordon Hayward a 15 mil a year dude?
But they also not fighting people in the locker room. And that's what I think is
which holding. Which is why Lance is worth more to a lot of people. Some people value that type of Sunset Park shit.
Joe Dumars.
Yeah.
He not a GM anymore.
But it's, nigga, are we really about to act like every
I'm
team.
Not saying Lance can't play.
Are we really going to act like 30 teams in the NBA have smarter GMs than you? No, they stupid. Somebody going to pay them. I just hope it ain't us.
I doubt Rich Cho will make that move.
Rich Cho will do it. The only way I can see it happen is if Jordan overrule it on some like, I like that boy, you know.
You know what I mean? He got some fire.
That boy good right there. Like, I can see that shit happening, but like, if Rich Cho probably look at that shit, nigga like, are you serious?
Rich would be like, man, I can't work like this. We discussed this already.
Rich about to be like, I'll give you, $6 million. Indiana was giving us $8 million. I know. I think you're worth $6 million. I mean, you can prove me wrong. We put some qualifiers in the contract if you want to do that.
Have you seen my roster?
Yeah. We
don't need you.
Yeah. You know what Gordon Hayward's never done? Punched anybody.
Right.
But it's somebody like in Memphis right now, like, hey.
Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick.
Sacramento, like, somebody need to teach Booby a lesson. Somebody need to come down here and talk to him.
But I don't think they offer him the more money to do it though.
Yeah, somebody's gonna do it. That's just, maybe you have more faith in the GMs in the NBA than I do. I just had that little faith. It's always one person that fuck it up every time.
That's why
time.
They gotta have a cap.
That's why they had a cap, dog. It's why they want, they want these niggas to go to school for 2 years so they can stop gambling on whack niggas. They be like, oh, that boy is 6'8" coming out of high school. I heard he hit it 3 one time. I want to give him a first round pick, number one pick. Like, dude, somebody gonna fuck this land shit up so bad. It's like Russian roulette, dude. I'm just hoping it ain't us.
The thing is, if Indiana lets him go, like, if they don't match it, I doubt they make it out of the first round if they make it to the first round.
Have you seen some of these deals, by the way? Some nigga named something Patterson got $8 million a year. I never even heard of that nigga until I saw that contract.
When I saw Jody Meeks leave the Lakers, though, I was like, how did he get that much?
He got paid. He Jody Meeks, dog.
Right, but he could shoot, though.
I would rather have Swaggy P than Jody Meeks every day of the week.
Swaggy every day P's of the week. He's about to get paid, man. He about to leave the Lakers.
Oh,
no.
Man, I hope they don't pay
no,
him.
No, I hope all them years of Shaq and the Fool hold him back and force him to stay with the Lakers.
Let's laugh at more stuff with the Heat.
You got to put that picture in chat before you read the story.
Yeah, yeah, hold on.
So they can look at this while you read.
Just so good, man.
Oh my God!
Shout out to that tall Black Sports Online.
That's why you got to be here live.
That's why you should listen to us live.
This
man.
Picture right here.
So according to Fox Sports, they're reporting LeBron James informed Dwayne Wade of his decision to return to the Cavs while the two were on a plane back to South Beach. Damn.
Hey man, he can't beat him.
I mean, what are you gonna do? He could have just touched his knee. I think that's what he did. He just like, but why LeBron? Why? And then LeBron put one hand on his knee. It's like
he leaned up close.
He said, "You know why? You know why? Your knees." But maybe I could try. You know, we shouldn't give up. That music from fucking Boomerang Star playing and shit. PM Don got good breakup music.
But come LeBron, on, but we could be so good together. I'm here for you.
I hear you, and I think you I know you want to try.
But baby, I mean, but Bron, I'm here for you, man.
It's not you. It's not you.
Is it Gabby?
Gabby. No, it's your knees.
Do I need to have another break, baby?
It's your knees.
No!
I think Dwayne Wade put on shades and just looked out the window of the plane. Don't talk to me. Don't
touch
me.
Started crying like, who was that? Marshawn Lynch? Who was that had the tears of
joy? Wasn't it Marshawn Lynch?
During the national anthem?
No, it wasn't Marshawn Lynch. It was dude from Denver, the running back. Sean Marino.
Yes. He started crying like No Sean Marino.
I think he had the one single tear like an Indian. And then he just looked out the window. and he was sitting, I think they were sitting next to each other.
They had to stop him from jumping out the plane. he ran for the door.
He was like, I just gonna use the bathroom real quick. I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. Somebody watch the door.
He went for the door, man.
Why you standing in front of the door, LeBron? Why you standing in front of the door? Just let me just go in the bathroom. Bathroom's that way, Dwayne.
No, man, I just need some L.
I just feel emotional right now.
I just need some L.
I just need to get out of here. Hey, nah, you know he told him when they hit the runway, when they landed. He told him after they landed. He told him when they was taxiing.
Oh, by the way, I'm not coming back.
Hey, man, I meant to tell you two things. I won't be going to that cookout this weekend. And the reason I won't be going is I'm being Cleveland.
No, I hope he set Dwayne Wade down and was like, you ain't shit, your mama ain't shit, your buck ass daddy ain't shit, your whole family ain't shit, your goddamn break baby habit motherfucker you. I ain't never coming back to this bitch again. I'm out.
You freak, baby. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out.
Yeah. Sources. And that punk ass Rio. Oh, you can have him. He yours.
Bill Ryder said, dog, Shabazz Napier is never going to play with LeBron James. These niggas moved a draft around for LeBron to play with Shabazz Napier. And he was like, I ain't tell y'all do that.
He'll play with LeBron because Shabazz, everybody's doing with LeBron now. I'm going to be a free agent and I'm going to go where I want to go.
Oh, man. Sources tell me Wade found out on the flight yesterday LeBron was going back to Cleveland. Wade understood. Wade then told Bosh, do what you got to do.
I think he was doing that anyway.
Hey, man. How you gonna text this nigga? Do what you gotta do, like he was waiting on you.
While he was crying, right, yeah, with this face.
Do what you gotta do, and then he did. He put a sad face on it, hey, at the end of the text.
Hey, I bet you when LeBron was talking, he went, Dwayne Wade went to contacts.
Yeah.
Went to edit and put this nigga. Oh, this dude changed it.
So, I would have looked LeBron dead in his face and been like, 42 million? 42.
He hit him with the good luck, bro.
Million. I'm never, ever, ever,
It's been real.
Gonna give 42 million anythings in my life after this. And it was 21 because it was going to Siobhan.
Well, actually, you know, Siobhan is the one that called me and told me to, you know, wait till the last minute to inform you. She said you like surprises.
The description for this episode just gonna say LeBron.
Siobhan told me you like surprises. She said you the king of surprises, and you also like it when people can surprise you. So
yeah, you love surprises.
So I figured this was what was appropriate.
This is a big ass troll by Siobhan the whole time. They already blacked out some Heat fans. Some angry Heat fans have already taken black spray paint and blacked out LeBron's face on the mural.
Yeah, Pat Riley.
Yeah,
Pat Riley did that last night. Y'all thought he was at the office. He did that last night.
He was like, fuck you, man. You know, you shake it up. He had that ball in it.
Man, look, there's no way Dwayne Wade hadn't been the one that's the source this whole time talking about LeBron leaving. As soon as he told him on that plane, Dwayne Wade hit power. He ain't coming back, Pat. He ain't coming back. What am I do now? It's all fucked up now. What am I do now?
Charles Barkley took a picture with some big fat black women, man, to prove that he don't hate fat women.
Big girls.
He was hating on the women in San Antonio for being fat.
Watch out for the big girls.
So on TMZ, they had a picture of him taking a picture with three heavyset black women.
Man, Barkley know he love them thick girls.
Yeah, I don't know why he was tripping. You look at that nigga and be like, oh, you when you watch Catfish, you root for the catfish more than the avatar picture that they pick.
Yep, look at all that cushion for the pushing.
Like, he ain't never had sex with a big woman.
Man, no.
Goddamn lie.
No, you about to get some fried chicken.
That's why everybody got mad. They was looking at him like, you a goddamn lie.
I bet you if you lick their fingers right now, you can taste chicken.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat said it. Barkley from Alabama. Come on now. Exactly.
Everybody his mama be in.
That's why everybody got
everybody's family be in.
Everybody got mad because they're just like, this nigga full of shit. You know you had sex with some big women, man. You goddamn lie. Damn, you a lie. Joel Embiid trolls Drake's bandwagon and asks the Cavs not to trade Wiggins. He says, where are you going next, at Drake? He good, man. I'm gonna follow him on Twitter, dog.
I already followed him when you said it.
He said, please don't trade my boy at Cavs and silly Joel Embiid. He good, man. Like him. Kid gets it.
Have fun.
A woman was knocked unconscious and hospitalized after being punched in what's being described as a fight between Oakland A's fans and Giants fans outside of AT&T Park yesterday afternoon. To California and America, please cut this shit out, says Desmond. Hey, man, I've never fought anybody over sports, like something that had nothing to do with me.
Yeah, like as a fan.
Yeah, like, nigga, you like Duke. Oh, I'm going to fight you.
Oh, shit.
But
taking your shirt off?
Yeah. These niggas like Duke. Oh, just like everybody starts swinging. Hey, man, but even more importantly, how you knock a woman out over a fucking game of something?
You know what, man? She had to be asking too many questions.
Yep, she had to. So it's her fault. Whatever happened.
So why did he throw the ball to the base that's over there?
Yeah.
Why didn't he just, once he caught it, why didn't he just keep the ball?
How many downs are left in the inning?
No disrespect to the women.
What? Why didn't the ref just throw a flag? What are you watching?
Yeah. So why is he the only one that gets to throw the ball to the home plate? Why can't everyone get to throw the ball?
Although, in all fairness, baseball is the hardest sport to understand. because the rules are stupid as shit.
They're not stupid, man.
They are stupid and hard to understand.
The unwritten rules are the stupid rules.
No, all of them. Like, you can hit the ball, and if it goes foul, that counts as a strike. But if, but like, you know, like, and it, but you can't strike out on doing that. That's just, you know what I mean? Like,
that's not a stupid rule, right?
But it's hard to understand. It's stupid because it's hard to understand is what I'm saying. Like, for a person, like, if you were
the same rules in kickball that you grew up playing.
Dog, it's hard to explain to people that don't have any experience with it. If I was going to take a woman that didn't know anything about sports to something, baseball would be last on my list, because that's the one where you're going to end up cussing her out. That's the one. Cause she's not wrong, cause it doesn't make sense. Like, she's not, like, every at bat is different. You'll be like, well, no, see, now this one, he's behind in the count. What does that mean? Well, behind in the count, that means he has more, strikes than balls right now, so he's trying to swing. Oh, well, so when he just didn't swing at that last one, was that a ball? No, that was a strike, cause it went into the strike zone. Now, I mean, the crowd booed cause it was on the edge of the strike zone, but there's a strike zone? Where's it at? It's an imaginary square, like in the middle of the box, right above the plate. Oh, like you, I could just see it. Like, oh, and he hit that one. Is that good? Well, it's good and it's bad. Okay. He hit it. So that means that it's a ball. So it means that it's a strike, but he didn't strike out. So it's good. He got some contact with the ball. So is he going to swing?
Can you just shut the fuck up and watch the game?
I will punch you in your fucking face.
Shut the fuck up and watch the game, okay?
Wouldn't it be funny if it wasn't because of the A's and the Giants fighting? It was just a dude that had a girlfriend he didn't like.
Yeah, she was asking too many questions.
What if that? This going to be the new way to get away with domestic violence. People just going to bring their girls to the game and then blame it on the fight with fans.
Yep, and alcohol, because.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Plenty of drinks at the game.
That's domestic violence already. I'm just saying, like, they going to take them to the game and then they going to start shit with other people. Like,
accidentally hit their woman on purpose?
No. Yeah. Accidentally. Like, he did it, baby. You missed it. But they going to be showing up. They going to be like, hey, man, you're an Oakland A's fan? Fuck Oakland, man. And your fat ass wife and your punk ass kids. You want to fight? Did they just punch their woman and run off?
I don't think I would fight anybody from Oakland.
Yeah.
Not because I'm scared, but I just seen how they act. I don't want to risk it.
Nick Jew is from out that way, man. I wouldn't fight her.
I wouldn't, right. Props to you, Nick.
She crazy.
You looking lovely today. Yeah. Might I add?
She'll hella fight you.
Yeah, like, I don't want to risk it. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want my woman to risk it either.
Right.
I seen the clips. Oakland Raiders, I seen the clips.
The incident went down at 2nd and King Street, just outside the stadium after Oakland 6-1 win over the Bay Rivals. The 30-year-old woman, who according to police was wearing an A's cap, was reportedly attempting to break up a fight.
How old again?
30, between her boyfriend and two other men, when she was punched by one of the suspects. She struck her head on the sidewalk and then was taken to the hospital, where she's reportedly being treated for serious injuries.
I guess she did what that dude did this morning at the Y.
What?
Instead of grabbing your man, taking his ass on somewhere, she probably tried to grab one of the other dudes and was like, leave him alone.
Yeah.
And she got punched in the face.
According to witnesses, the two suspects described as a black male aged 30 to 35 and a Latino male of approximately the same age fled the scene in a gold Toyota Tundra.
No disrespect, but what last time you see a Toyota Tundra?
A gold Toyota Tundra. They're going to find these niggas immediately. They probably already found these niggas now.
They can sit in their 40s.
Somebody already dialed this number.
You think it's sitting on 14?
Oh, it's definitely a spinning 14. Still got the spinners. The incident came just a day after Brian Stowe was awarded an $18 million lawsuit, including $4.5 million from the Dodgers. Stowe, a Giants fan, was assaulted and left brain damaged by two men in the parking lot of a Dodger Stadium in 2011. Well, hopefully she'll get justice by 2019, right?
It happened outside the stadium, though. Them other fights, I think, was inside.
Nah, I think they have been outside too. It don't matter. Cause they own all that shit anyway. But yeah, fight at a baseball game. I'm not gonna read all of this, but this shit was so funny, man. Someone published a fake Mo Williams quote about LeBron James. It's so good. Bron had me blinded, man. He wins you over completely. He makes you feel like you're his best friend. He'll party with you, train with you, dance on the sideline with you. Look, growing up, I was obsessed with the Thundercats. Bron found out, and he had this artist make me a painting where it was me playing basketball, but I looked like Panthro. He would call me Panthro all the time, and I would call him Lino. We used to joke about how Dwight Howard was our nemesis to Thundercats. I asked Williams where that painting is now, and he crumbles his napkin and tosses it over his shoulder and then shrugs. I couldn't get Bron to pick up my calls for a week after the decision. So finally, I just sent him a text. I just said, Lino would never leave Panther out in the cold. 2 days later, I get a text back that says, I'm a basketball player and a businessman, not a Thundercat. But that's how he is. That's who he is. He makes you feel like $1 million and then steps over you like a bad penny on his way out the door. About Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, he said, a man lets you know who he is by how he treats others. D-Wade, Chris, Heat fans, they saw how Bron did me and the Cavs, so they shouldn't expect no sympathy from no one. You invite a vampire to your house, you're going to get bit. Simple as that. Turns out it was a lie.
It sounded like something he would say, though.
Well, he said, where the hell did that fake article come from on my timeline? That's just ridiculous. So, Mo Williams didn't say that shit, but that's still funny.
So sound like something he would say.
Close enough. They have something on Deadspin where...
And it shows what type of man he is. If he can get beyond that, and then he brings that trophy back.
Guys, we have breaking news. Casey, hit the breaking news.
Cleveland, breaking news.
According to Lee Jenkins of Sports Illustrated...
Lee Jenkins.
LeBron James is coming home.
Is this happening? Is that thing real?
It's an article that they just posted to Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated's got the whole story. Let's get it up. Let's get it printed. Let's go. Let's get it. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Oh!
These niggas partying so hard. Man. I'm pretty sure that dude was crying.
Man, they getting drunk tonight.
Yep. Everybody getting fucked in Cleveland tonight.
They smoking weed, popping mollies, meth, heroin, crack, everything. LeBron home. They celebrating.
It's for real. It just got posted on SI.com. Lee Jenkins had this story, Casey. He's been writing this for days.
ESPN, man.
He's
coming back.
Yes! Yes! He just wet his head. That dude
This isn't real. I don't believe it.
Say what, Justin?
That dude just got an erection.
Yeah. Hey, that dude is so excited. Hey, you know the best part of this? I guarantee if I go through the years of this sports radio station, that dude has definitely said some fucked up shit about these thugs in the NBA. No one likes the sport anyway.
Man, this is an AM station. I guarantee you he had the most slander. Yep.
People watched the World Cup more than they watched the NBA Finals this year. And LeBron James was in it, losing by 20. Yeah, way to go. Guarantee it. People was calling in. You know, my problem with the NBA is that they're all a bunch of prima donnas that just think about themselves. And now back when it was good, when Cleveland had a good team, that was, you know, they all go back.
Mark Price, when he was out here.
When they played it the right way, the whole time, that was good. And then that damn backstabbing LeBron, got tired of that. And then he's back. What?
I seriously don't believe this right now.
Actually, LeBron wrote it. Okay. It's not written by Lee Jenkins. It's as told to Lee Jenkins. Okay. Oh my God. He's coming home.
You know what though? he's still trolling Dan. He wrote a letter instead of just doing a regular interview. He wrote a letter.
Wrote a letter just like he did, but with much more class than a poem.
I feel, you know, more than anything else right
now. Woo! We dancing.
I'm very relieved.
Up top.
Before anyone.
Everybody, let's suck each other's dicks. Come on. Let's do it now. Get your cocks out.
They're streaking in the quad.
Circle jerk.
No one cared where I would play basketball. I was a kid from Northeast Ohio. It's where I walked. It's where I ran. It's where I cried. It's where I bled. It holds a special place in my heart. People Whoa. There have seen me grow up. It sometimes feels like I'm their son. Their passion can be overwhelming, but it drives me. I want to give them the hope when I can. I want to inspire them when I can. My relationship with Northeast Ohio is bigger than basketball. I didn't realize that four
they
years
they,
ago.
They in the studio
do.
Like this, right?
Huh?
They in the studio like this.
Yeah. These niggas play a gay anthem, dog. They are partying. They don't even care. The only thing would have been better if they would play that. I'm coming out. I'm coming. Woo! Top of the world.
Yes.
And this is supposed to be a, yes. This is a sports show. These niggas hit that. They was, man, what? It was like got Lafayette on a Saturday. Good grief.
Now he's home. Oh, my Lord. Folks, if you're just joining us.
We're about to suck each other's dick.
Okay, fade this out.
Honey, if you're listening, get the KY out and put the kids to bed. It's happening tonight. God damn it. I finally got an erection after 4 years.
I mean, this is a historic moment in Cleveland sports history. Folks, LeBron James is re-signing with the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron's home. We got LeBron back. Oh, my goodness. The story, I think, big picture.
Dog, he definitely cried. Tears of joy. He definitely cried.
I want somebody to call in and be like, so what about those jerseys of his you burned a few years ago?
Yeah. I just want to know where can I buy some more LeBron James jerseys after I burned all them shits at his house.
They saying to be all sold out here in Cleveland.
Yeah. When will they be available? Is this some apology jerseys? I could probably buy something like Comic Sans on the front.
The NBA website seems to be currently sold out.
Dog. I just thought about this. I'm gonna get chills down my spine the first time he does the powder in Cleveland.
I can't wait to get a Miami Heat jersey on sale.
Oh yeah, I'm buying one to burn it.
No.
And then I'm buying one to keep. Cause they're gonna be that cheap.
Two for ten.
Everybody getting Miami Heat jerseys for Christmas this year, y'all.
2 for 10. Hey, bro, I 3 for 10 and I get them.
Yeah. Hey, man, I don't know. Buddy, come on, buddy. 3 for 10. 3 for 10. Nah, I don't know, man. These look like they might be bootleg. These Mitchell and Ness. I don't know. They also have live news reports. Damn, this one they was reporting on.
Their children, Haskell will be in court
today. They were reporting on a dude that got arrested for shooting people. And they broke into this. Hold up.
He is held in jail without bond there in Texas. And we're learning much more about LeBron James. This coming in, ladies and gentlemen, you'll bear with me. We're getting this information just as I'm speaking. It is a story out of Sports Illustrated. It is the story called I Am Coming Home. I'm Coming Home. This is just in from Sports Illustrated. This is what it is saying. And in there, it is saying that LeBron is quoted as saying, before anyone ever cared where I would play basketball, I was a kid from Northeast Ohio. He goes on to talk about growing up here, feeling good about it. The passion can be overwhelming, but it drives me. I want to give them hope when I can. I want to inspire the children when I can. My relationship with Northeast Ohio is bigger than basketball. I did not realize that 4 years ago. I do now, says Sports Illustrated. Remember when I was sitting up there with the Boys and Girls Club in 2010? I was thinking, this is really tough. I could feel it. I was leaving something. I had spent a long time creating. If I had to do it over again, I'd obviously do things differently, he says, but I'd still have left. Miami for me has been almost like college for other kids. The past 4 years helped raise me into who I am. I became a better player. And LeBron James, this is written by LeBron James, and it is called I'm Coming Home. You're looking at, this is right out of the out of Sports Illustrated. We are getting information as it is coming in. I'm reporting this as I am learning it. I am learning it right along with you. I'm coming home, says LeBron James. We have confirmation on this from Sports Illustrated. At least that is what Sports Illustrated is saying. And this was written by LeBron James himself. Exclusive to Sports Illustrated. Now you know what we know. We continue to follow the story. I'm Leon Bibb taking a break. It is a big story. Back on it in just a moment.
That dude got a voice for radio, not TV.
Hey, man, that nigga broke into a murder story. Are you serious?
What he's doing was shooting kids.
The three kids were killed, and the man is in custody. This just in. This just in. LeBron James is coming home. Fuck that nigga.
I'm getting this as you are getting this.
Sorry about those kids. That sucks.
I'm 70 pounds overweight. I was down to my last.
They cut through the commercial, dog. When you start cutting out the money, bruh?
You don't.
Yeah, that's crazy. They cut through the commercials. I was 70 pounds overweight and fuck the money. Fuck the money, LeBron back.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm John Anderson along with Maureen Kyle, and we have breaking news.
Damn, did you peep? She was on her phone texting. They broke in the middle. They was like basically eating a sandwich, and they cut back like, LeBron back, y'all. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
She was texting her boo for later. Yes, yeah. I am going to suck your dick.
Yeah. He's like, he's back. I can finally get it up.
May have our first serious clue here on the LeBron James situation. SportsIllustrated.com is reporting. They have an article that was helped written here by LeBron James, and you see the headline right there. It says, I am coming home. The four-time NBA MVP explains why he's returning to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Maureen, quick, as I'm reading this, right. Your quick impression, we've been waiting so long for this, your first impression of that LeBron seems is coming home.
Well, we were waiting on his website for so long, for days now. We've been watching LeBronJames.com, and now I'm wondering, and I asked you as we were running out here on set, could this be calculated, that all eyes were on LeBronJames.com, then all of a sudden, this is a byline. This article says, by LeBron James, as told by
Jenkins.
Lee Jenkins. So did he leak this to Sports Illustrated? Was this more calculated to divert everybody to LeBronJames.com,
right,
then he releases this article through Sports Illustrated. That's my initial reaction.
Right.
My other initial reaction is, great for the Cavs. I mean, this is what a lot of Cavs fans wanted and Cleveland wanted.
As I read through this article, a very emotional article, he goes back to 2010 in the decision and says it was very tough.
Mm-hmm.
He had cried over this decision, but he felt that it was the right decision. He says, quote, I went to Miami because of D. Wade and Chris Bosh. We made sacrifices. But when I left Cleveland, I was on a mission.
Damn, man, they happy as shit.
They don't know what to do right now, man.
Dog, because they just went from hating this nigga. Like, it's such a hard transition for them because they like, I really should. He's really teaching me a lesson in forgiveness. I wish I was just forgiving.
What his house look like? That's what they need to do.
Mm.
Like, they need
the
to
people
show,
outside his house.
Yes, that's where it's bananas. It's probably they probably buying him gifts and shit like that.
Yeah,
we love you, LeBron. We love you.
Some dude named LeVon Brazil got suspended by the NFL for violating league substance abuse policy.
Say no to drugs.
Just kids, cut it out. Okay.
But if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
He was suspended the first four games last year. Then he said, I can do better than that. He was gone. Tanard Jackson also suspended, Redskins safety, showing Deshaun Jackson's leadership on the team already taking hold.
Deshaun hadn't even been there.
Apparently he got word of it early. Indefinite suspension. Damn, indefinite.
What the fuck did he
God, who was he on?
Did he fuck Dan?
Was he smoking? Was he smoking Jim Irsay's coke? Good grief! Indefinite, nigga. What had happened?
What did you do?
This is the second one he's received since 2012.
See what had happened was
this nigga got two indefinite suspensions. I didn't know that was possible.
How did he come back?
Yeah. This nigga came back from indefinite to get indefinite again.
Who does he know, and why did he fuck that relationship up?
This is the fourth time he's been suspended since joining the NFL as a fourth round draft pick in 2007. It's the third time he's received at least 1 year suspension. He was suspended twice in Tampa Bay, the second time for a year. Then August 31st, 2012, Jackson, who was in start, in line to start for the Redskins, was suspended indefinitely. He was reinstated earlier this offseason after missing two seasons. A lifestyle change is necessary anytime you're in a position like that, Jackson said in May. When he was full of shit.
Yeah, stop doing the
He said between sniffs of coke.
Yeah, stop being a criminal. That's the first lifestyle change.
You need to make a change. Okay. I'm changing right now, as a matter of fact. Can y'all get out for a second?
Is that a unicorn? is that a unicorn climbing at your back?
Yeah,
Why is there a unicorn? Get this man out of my house. He got unicorns climbing at his back and shit.
Did you hear that?
I'm trying to do an interview for the kids.
Hey, he's talking to him, and he's like, because anytime you shut the fuck up. Damn. I'm telling them. Anyway. Like I was saying before I was rudely interrupted.
Tenard,
there's no one
there. Should we come back?
There's no one in here with us, Tenard. Me and you.
Should we come back? Is this not a good time for
you? Now, if he would just shut the fuck up, we could finish the interview like I was saying.
Let's pack it up, guys. We're going to come back.
You ever notice how your hands can feel everything but themselves?
We're going to schedule this for later. Why are you coming closer, Tenard? just have a seat. Relax. Yeah. Relax at where you were. And could you got something white on your nose?
Oh, damn. How that's still on there? Anyway, you need to, like I was saying, you need to change your life. It's something that you need to do.
I am going to change my locks when I get home. Yes.
He called his 2012 subsequent suspension and absence from the game a humbling experience. Not humble enough. It was something I did and something I had to face the consequences for. I like to put it behind me. It wasn't hard to grasp that I put myself in this position. I need to work, and I wanted it back. It was going to take some work. When he returned, coaches were upbeat, although several in the organization cautioned about expecting a whole lot from him. He was clearly behind Ryan Clark on the depth chart at free safety. As spring practice unfolded, their praise for Jackson was more muted.
Man, listen. Because
he was coming to practice high as shit.
When you a fourth round pick,
yeah,
I understand him being on the juice, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, me too.
But when you go to the cocaine
yeah.
and the heroin, you're going a little too far. Indefinite yep. suspensions. He's showing up to the training. He's showing up to practice high.
He high at practice. He in there like Pookie when when he was working in the Carter.
And the dancing and woo! Shit. Singing.
Let's do some jumping jacks. Look at all these titties.
Man, come on. Be on time for the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he definitely is suffering pay-wise because you can't afford those drugs and to keep missing paychecks being suspended all the time.
Yep.
Because they're not paying you for being suspended.
NFL teams equally divided a $6 billion in revenue last year.
I thought the NFL was going broke.
But you know, definitely needed that player. Definitely need them players to take less money, guys.
So how much out of that went to the concussion study? 76 million?
Mm-hmm.
7 million?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well. Y'all keep rooting. Y'all can't wait for football to start back, eh?
Maurice Jones-Drew thinks London deserves a team.
He would.
And that's exactly why I say, of course, you play for Jacksonville. You think Jacksonville should go because you hate living in Jacksonville.
Yep.
You're like, at this point, you're like, you know what? Give London a team, this team. I can go live over there. You know, I like James Bond movies.
They like men with American accents.
Yeah, we can lose there just as easy as we lose here. With a lot less flying. Give them a team. I don't know why we're obsessed with putting a team over there, by the way. The niggas probably don't even know our rules.
It's not even the same time.
That was
zone.
A wicked jablooly, old chap. Like, that's not a jablooly. That's a touchdown. Oh, crikey.
Why do they have those helmets and pads on? I thought it was like rugby.
Yeah. Oh, wicked toss. Wicked toss. Wicked good toss there.
They're not men at all. Look how slow they're moving.
No, they would be like, look how fast and strong these Negroes are. We need to ship them back.
Nah, when you see rugby, them dudes move twice as fast with no pads and get hit.
Oh, really? Rugby athletes better than NFL athletes?
Man,
listen. I had no idea. I've never watched it. Yes. If you say they are, I'm just gonna take your word for it. Hard for me to imagine because NFL athletes are like the tip of the fucking. It feel like if a rugby nigga came over here try to play in the NFL, it wouldn't work.
Man,
you think it'll be different?
Yes. Put that football in the middle. Mm-hmm. And you and I got to headbutt each other to see who can get the football.
Oh, no, they are crazier. But that's like saying a white dude's a better fighter when they're not. You know those crazy white dudes that like hit themselves before they fight you? And like you can knock them down 7 times and they'll get up anyway. Like, come on, it's not over.
Yeah, great analogy. But then once you, after I headbutt you and get the ball, then I get hit again immediately. I got to toss the ball backwards to one of my teammates.
No, I'm not arguing. I'm saying, I'm asking you. I'm not debating it. I'm asking you, like, is it one of those things where, like, because they're so fucking tough, you're like, oh, they're better athletes because they're tougher? Or are they just legit, like, they run better 40s? They lift more. You can tell they can lift more weight.
I think they do.
Wow.
I think it's like a team full of strong ass running backs going up against each other. Like a team, everybody like look like Adrian Peterson.
Damn, that's hard to imagine, dog. I
watched
I have to watch a game now. I was never gonna watch rugby in my life. I have to watch a game to see if you're full of shit now. Cause that is crazy to me. Why wouldn't they come over here and just make more money and not get hurt as much if that was the case? I would rather do.
It's not a popular American sport.
No, I mean, why wouldn't they go? That's what I'm saying. Like,
why wouldn't they come play football?
Yeah, because nigga, you dying for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, come over here and get paid. Like, be
it's
rich.
Like, why do soccer players pick soccer? They're not gonna get rich.
But they can get no. Soccer's the most popular sport in the world.
A few can get big rich from it.
Yeah, you can be like the richest athlete. Period. Fucking with soccer.
I mean, you could be rich for Cuba.
No, rich nigga, rich. David Beckham, rich. Like, rich on some, like, why do you play sports anymore, rich?
I don't know.
So, I know. Like, I wonder if rugby's like, now, you got me curious about rugby, man. Hopefully this passes at the end of the show. So, I don't feel like looking into another sport. But, yeah, this nigga Maurice Jones-Drew, like, need to put a team over there. He probably like, can you ship them over there without me, though? Can I, like, go to a good team and play in America? Can I just go to Indianapolis and y'all send the rest of these niggas to Ghana? Because I hate them. Jason Whitlock wrote an article about LeBron James. I haven't read it, but niggas was mad. So they sent it to me like, ain't you mad? I was like, it's Jason Whitlock. How long can you keep getting mad at the same nigga? Chris Broussard. Oh, man. He wrote that the letter is still an issue for LeBron. I'm pretty sure all the comments said no shit.
How does he still have a job?
Like, for real.
And no disrespect to Chris.
His sources be wrong as shit, man. It's right. A running joke that his sources are bad.
He always wrong.
He tried to jump out there on one, was like, my sources say LeBron definitely headed to Cleveland. 100%. And then the next thing was like, actually not. No, it's not. I can't confirm anything. I shouldn't have said anything. I'm sorry. I apologize. Hey man, breaking news. Should I get my breaking news music out? My breaking news. Breaking news, Chris Bosh just got the max in Miami. $118 million. 5 years.
Isn't that more than what they were gonna offer LeBron?
Nigga. Woo! Fuck Houston, huh? Houston, we have a problem. Call Chandler Parsons' agent and match that shit right now. Can you overmatch? Can you match double the match? Call Jeremy Lin back. Jeremy, we sorry. Please don't go to Philly. We was just tripping. Hey, can we get a seat back? Can we get a seat back? Hey, no, man. It's too late.
They went from bad to worse. Real fast.
Jesus. I told you.
Does Parsons have to sign with them?
Nah.
Can he be like, it don't matter what you do,
he has to sign. He has to sign. Yeah, it's one of those restricted joints where if they match it, then you have to come back. I know he mad as shit. He like, I could have been gone.
He is. He almost had it. He almost did.
Didn't he almost have it all? He was almost out of that motherfucker.
Hey, Botchface deserve it though, man.
Yo, he a max player. Watch when he go back to averaging 18-8 next year. Everybody gonna be like, oh, that's right. He was good.
Yep.
He don't just shoot threes in the corner. That was a LeBron James, Dwayne Wade spacing thing.
He changed his whole game up.
Dude, you know who gotta be extra salty though? Dwayne Wade. That's his money, nigga. Oh!
Hey.
Oh, nigga. Hey,
Bosh not even answer Dwayne Wade calls now.
Bruh.
Like Dwayne Wade, you know, it used to be like, Wade, well, you know, see what you can do in front office for me. Now Wade asking him, hey, man, you think you can get Pat to call me back? Because Riley not answering my agent calls. Every time my agent call, it seemed to be going straight to voicemail.
Dog. The Rockets cleared all that shit. Traded around all those people, didn't get shit,
and got player salty now.
Yeah, Melo not even considering them, so they can't even say we got Melo out of this right now. They might can get Chandler Parsons back. They won't get Jeremy Lin back, and
they traded Asik.
Asik is gone, and only thing these niggas got to show for is money. They got the cap space. So maybe next year they can do what? Some. Maybe LeBron will opt out next year. Nigga, wow. Kyrie Irving, they finally announced his extension officially, but we knew this last year. I mean, last week.
Yeah, because he was dancing. But because Melo's not going though, so.
Mm-hmm.
Who? I mean.
Here's an article.
They're not going to get love next year.
Hey, here's an article from 2:52 p.m. Rockets expect to sign Chris Bosh.
Really? I don't think Chris knew about this.
Do you now? Is that what you expect? They need to start getting in this Kevin Love trade.
That's who they should have been trading for when they was trading Asik. They should have been trying to get Love, and they should have sent Asik and Jeremy Lin. Send them on up though.
Dog. Disney. Oh, Dwayne Wade got me so mad.
Maybe he can go to
he's gonna go to yeah, that's perfect.
Maybe they'll take him.
Dwayne about to be like, is Houston still got this this cap clear, right? I mean, I don't see why, you know, we couldn't work something out. Yeah. I can see it right now.
Yeah, they got the money. He wants the money. they need the player. He can only play half the time. You know, they won't cut into James Harden shots or minutes.
Hey, what if
they don't really play defense though?
What if Pat Riley was actually saying that to Chris Bosh? Like he was really like, that's why he kept bringing up that manhood shit. Like, oh, you gonna be a little girl or woman? You need to be a man and finish what you started.
Bosh was like, pay me, give my money.
He was really talking about Bosh. It's like, you going to pour champagne all over your face like sperm? Because you're in a championship? No, you come back and you finish this. Kevin Love is intrigued by the Cavaliers making me right. As of 20 minutes ago when I said that LeBron James just being in Cleveland will make make players want to come there. So, ride
Kevin
one.
Kevin Love, though. Kevin Love he would go play in Spain if he could to get away from Minnesota. Like you making it seem like he wants to leave Minnesota.
But you know what? He is you know what? You're absolutely right and I agree 100%. But he is sought after and until, you know, now he wouldn't speak on any team. You know what I'm saying? Like other teams have inquired about him, and the only thing we got was like Flip Saunders being like, this old bitch ass nigga, Kevin Garnett played here for 12 years and didn't get shit, and this nigga want to leave? Like, this
great motivational speech.
Right. So this is the first time that he actually like said something like, oh yeah, I'll look into that.
Did he say it or was a microphone put in his face and he was asked, would you want to go to Cleveland with LeBron?
Here's the problem, though.
With my playing with LeBron.
Reading further into this, this is not good. This is not going to work. The Cavs have opened talks by offering guard Deion Waiters and Anthony Bennett. Sir? Come back when you have a serious offer. And a first round pick.
Dan Gilbert said it with a straight face.
Yeah, and a first round pick. A first round pick with a team for a team that LeBron James is on. Unless it's the Heat's first round pick, I don't want that shit. Shit gonna be pick number 30. Pick 29. This is a dumbass, man. What? Anthony Bennett? That's the problem we got now. You know the problem, you know the real, oh wait, it's according to Chris Broussard. According to Chris Broussard.
We know it's a lot.
Hey, but you know the real problem is, the Timberwolves definitely would consider it because they saw, they be like, I heard of them. That's how they make all their
picks. Two number one, two round, because one of them was number one. Bennett was the number one pick, right?
Yeah.
And Waiters was just first round.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see. We got more comments. Keep checking the comments in chat. My wife is up there now, Rod. She said that businesses are closing and people are just partying downtown.
I knew it, man. I bet David and Ray booking flights right now to go back to
Hell
Ohio.
Yeah.
They want to go party.
Dog. I already put this picture on here. Leonard Brothers tried to put it again, but we already did the letter picture earlier. Nick Young deal to remain in L.A. with the Lakers is $21.5 million over 4 years with the fourth-year player option.
Yes.
So he will stay?
Yes.
Dog, this LeBron James shit has everyone signing. It's like everybody was just like, he gone? All right, I'm signing right here and done. Thanks, man. Thanks for the money.
I'm glad, man. I like Swaggy P. I want to see him in L.A. Get that money, too.
Yeah.
Like Kobe said, it's up to management to make deals, not me.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Make them deals.
This nigga gave up $42 million.
Hey.
$42 million.
Dumbest nigga in NBA.
Dumbest nigga in the NBA.
Who is Dwayne Wade? No.
Even Michael Beasley said, damn, that's stupid.
And I'm high.
Derrick Rose said, are you serious? I can't even read, and I know that's a bad deal.
Can I get players that have break babies for $200?
What is Dwayne Wade? The Rockets gonna match Parsons' offer. Lakers trade for Jeremy Lin. I can't believe this happened. They trade for Jeremy Lin, a first round pick. The Lakers were amenable to the deal, according to sources, because Lin is only under contract for one more season, thus preserving cap space for next summer. Which means basically they're not going to try to win this year. See how Kobe feels about that. They also covered draft picks after trading away their first round picks 2015 and 2017 to Phoenix and Orlando as part of the Steve Nash and Dwight Howard trades. Ooh, ouch. The Rockets have made a maximum offer to center Chris Bosh, over 4 years, $88 million. Well, that didn't work. Sources told ESPN.com.
You
got to
get your money up.
The Rockets expect Bosh to commit soon. To join in Houston after Miami teammate LeBron James told SI he's going to Cavs. The Rockets plan to complete their agreed upon trade of Omar Asik to New Orleans Pelicans and trade away Lin by Sunday. I wonder if this changes all that.
So they still gonna go through with it, huh?
They gonna be like, oh, we ain't signed nothing. But you had said,
Think that email or fax got lost?
Yep. Oh man, we ain't get the, what happened now? What did we say?
I said you were supposed to, you didn't sign in the appropriate places.
Oh man, my son got my password to my Facebook.
Who is Daffy Duck? and why is his signature on all this paperwork? Did you have a Daffy Duck working for you? A Mr. Duck?
LeBron did not tell the Cavs or the Heat before making his decision this year. So that's par for the course. The Cavs are looking to sign Ray Allen and Mike Miller.
I don't get the Mike Miller part, though. I get reality.
LeBron James was mad that Mike Miller got cut. So that's it.
He ain't over that now?
You know he is. These niggas so pressed for some LeBron. They just want him to be happy. It's like, you got any more friends you want us to get?
Can he get what's his name?
Ilgauskas.
Zaronis.
Yeah, he's retired.
Can he come back?
Yeah. I don't know.
Come get you a ring.
They going to get him on the bench like assistant coach.
Yeah. Come get you a Juwan Howard ring.
Josh Gordon arrested in charge of DWI. Shocker.
What did that tattoo say on his neck? I'm a real nigga.
I was drunk when I wrote this.
What is,
Adam Schefter adds that Raleigh Police Captain Tommy Klein said Gordon was appreciably impaired. Before the day was expected, Josh Gordon was already looking at a 1-year suspension for a failed drug test. Now he's probably looking at much worse. So,
oh, I can see it was in cursive, but it says I smoke, I drink. Mm. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't.
Yeah, I think it says niggerich. I don't know what that means, though.
Does it say I drink and drive?
Yeah. It says D-U-I-I-I-I-I stay high, 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 high.
Does it say, can I borrow your car? I'll bring it right back.
Also, part of the report, speaking of which, Josh Gordon got his DWI charge in PJ Harrison's car. Now, why these two niggas need to be hanging out? Nothing good could come of this. Surprise, we only got this.
They had a nigga moment.
Dude. First of all, how you just give a nigga your car? I want to be that rich. Well, you could just, hey, man, what's up, dog? I saw you got a new ride. Oh, man, just go ahead and take it.
Yeah, I had doing some old belly shit. Take the biz.
Yeah.
Drop it up at Ox House.
Meanwhile, they drunk. Don't forget, he's probably drunk when he, hey, man, I drive your car, bitch. Go ahead, man. Just go. Just take it. Be slow. On Saturday,
I think it's only a Cadillac.
Yo, bitch ass nigga, you ain't no bitches in this.
I need more space because of the back seat. I plan on fucking some hoes back here.
And how much weed can I put in this trunk? On Saturday, the suspended Browns receiver Josh Gordon was arrested on suspicion of DWI after being pulled over in Raleigh. His bond was paid by Hayden Fats Thomas, a local party promoter close to a number of current and former UNC athletes, among them former Browns Greg Little and recently drafted Charlotte Hornet PJ Harrison.
Now, he said current, though, as well. That current was in that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who else for Carolina right now still hanging out with this dude.
I'm going to go on a limb and say, man, you know what? Actually, I can't think of any. All those dudes are light skinned.
Yeah.
That's our most light skinned team ever. None of them should be hanging out with this guy.
But it said current. It was specific.
Yeah. No. I know it said it. I couldn't pick out one because I was like, all these niggas need to not fuck with him. Like, if it would have been some dark skin, I'd be like, it's definitely him. It is definitely that nigga. If David Noel was still on the team, I'd be like, David Noel definitely fuck with this nigga. But I'll be looking at the team now like, no, not y'all. Y'all too pretty, man. Go, like, start a boy band.
No, we don't mess with drugs. Hey, Jay saw it say he lucky PJ didn't have a gun in the car when he got pulled over.
No, he lucky he wasn't riding dirty, man.
Because you never know. Here's the thing, though, man. I never looked at Raleigh like that, like mm-hmm. is the town where they really fucked with athletes like that.
Yeah.
Makes me rethink all the times I risked doing dumb shit in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they went and got a quote from the UNC team.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the skies. And I swear like the shadow that's by your side. I see the questions in your eyes.
Wow, man, they had a lot to say, man. I'm glad we're able to get that cleared up.
So are you light-skinned bitches? Stop the singing.
Earlier today, Harrison was charged with assault and battery after allegedly punching a high school student during a pickup game at the Durham YMCA. To which every nigga that's ever played pickup ball said, what did that little nigga say?
And it's wild. Who was that? Jabari Parker?
Yeah.
Said he got a little bit of hoe control. Came out of Durham. This is another reason he decided, I can't go back.
Yep, let me get out of here while I catch PJ in one of his moods.
Dirty Durham.
Harrison was declared ineligible for his junior season at UNC for receiving impermissible benefits, chief among them, the use of two cars that were rented in Fats Thomas's name.
Cadillacs.
Harrison racked up a dozen parking citations and a speeding ticket in one and was pulled over in the other with police seizing a handgun, ammunition, and marijuana.
By fuck them faggot ass cops. I'm out here smoking, running stop signs. I don't give a fuck. Stop paying his parking tickets. Like, where's he parking? Maybe, a handicap?
Maybe you just need to read a book, PJ. Read.
Hey.
That's the best scene in Belly, by the way.
What was he parking at, though?
Hey,
handicapped parking? Was he parking in front of the fire hydrant?
In cars he wasn't supposed to have.
Right.
What if you let a car you're not supposed to have, nigga, you park extra careful in all the lines.
He can't get a true parking pass on campus for the car. So, right. Like, why is you even on
this nigga just rolling into seven spaces and shit somehow? Diagonally.
Parking and shit like Stink Meaner.
In front of the police station. Like, yeah, I'm going to go play ball. I'll be back after practice.
How long you going to have that 30-day tag on that car you done had for damn near 5 months now, PJ?
CBS Sports now reports the 2015 GMC Yukon Gordon was driving. He was arrested on his registered to PJ Harrison. So we'll find out what they have to go. Oh, this is one of the stories I was like, you won't hear about this anywhere else because I haven't. You heard about Dante Whitner?
His name sounds familiar. Who is he?
He goes by Dante Hittner.
Twitter. That dude. Yes.
Brown safety Dante Whitner cracked a joke about the Bills leaving Buffalo last night and ended up getting himself in some trouble with Daryl Tarley and his wife, former Bills linebacker Daryl Tarley. Whitner says, "Wonder how you Bills fans gonna feel when the team is moved, LOL." Can you say Toronto Bills? A whole lot of question marks. So Tally comes in and says, at P. Thomas 3434, "I'm gonna have to go all Louis Vuitton suitcase on this Negro Dante Whitner."
I don't get it.
I don't know what that means either. Louis Vuitton suitcase. Anyway. Beat up like luggage. Maybe that's what he's saying. You had to beat him up.
Oh.
And he said, "At Dante Whitner, when you come out the tunnel in November, look up and left, and you'll never see your name there or anywhere." Shit. So you ain't never gonna be a Hall of Famer. So Tally's wife Janine got it to the mix. Now
that's never good. This is never good. Why would she put herself and her husband in this awkward situation?
And that's when Whitner mentioned their daughter. At J9 Tally, "It's because Alex buttered my bread, correct?" Much question marks, exclamation point. So basically she said something to him and then he was like, "It's because your daughter buttered my bread." What does that mean? I don't know. According to a reader, AJ Whitner tweeted out a screen cap of a conversation he had with Tally's daughter, but quickly deleted it. Whether it was a tweet or the photo or both, Daryl was furious.
Damn, he got pictures of the devil's kid.
Texting? And why would you put that out there? So Daryl says, "At Dante Whitner, you're a piece of shit for bringing my daughter in this."
Your wife brought the family into it.
Then he put the period before "At Dante Whitner" and said, "Funny thing, if I saw you, I wouldn't know you to fall over you. 25 years later, people still recognize me." Then "At Dante Whitner, I'll have a grip around your motherfucking throat. You have no idea how far my reach will reach, bitch." You don't know how far my reach will reach. He was mad as shit.
Concussion was kicking in.
Send.
Concussion was kicking in. He wasn't thinking clearly.
And then he said, "Boxing, LOL. We're football." Oh, then Dante Whitner said, "I challenge you to a boxing match, except..." Said, "Boxing, LOL, we're football players. I challenge you to stats."
What kind of fucking pussy ass move is that? Like, I can't threaten to kill you and then be like, "I'm going to back it up with stats." Like, what the fuck? "I'm going to whoop your ass. Now, look how many sacks I got last game."
Yeah, it's clearly a step back.
I'm about to fuck you in the ass. Also, look at how many tackles I got in 2013. No, they don't. What we doing here? Are we about to fight or we fucking or what we doing? I don't know. I'm confused now.
You gonna fight me or fuck me? Make a decision.
Yeah, but I'm confused. What?
And that nigga talked about your daughter. You said you gonna put your hands around his motherfucking throat.
Right, but now we talk about stats.
Hey, you called him a bitch. God dog, man. That did not go well.
I guess the numbers never lie.
They didn't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
If you talking about the stats of his hands, maybe? My hands is big as shit. Oh, man. Oh, God. That's so good.
What?
Dante Whitner.
It went from angry to crazy angry.
Dude, all this started over just dude being like... the team might move to Toronto. Ha ha ha. And dude, it turned into like, I'm fucking your daughter, nigga. I kill you, bitch. Well, you want to fight? Let's take it to the stats.
Right. That's the one tweet that worries me. Cause that's so irrational and crazy. It doesn't make, it's incoherent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like what does that mean? Now I'm concerned.
Hey man, I didn't even see this, but apparently, Vince Wilfork's wife, somebody was talking shit about her at some point on a radio show.
What? No, I'm trying.
All right, Hugh, hit him with your backup.
So, of all of the players that he's played with on his teams, who's got the ugliest spouse? I need his name.
The ugliest spouse.
That's a great.
Yes!
Oh my god!
What a great question.
Is this Bruce Dismillion? Right.
Hugh. If you don't win, man, I'll take you to Twin
you know
Peaks,
what?
Brother.
I got it.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
Oh, and this man. Is and this is a big, big man.
Okay.
And this guy had his way with the Texans this year.
Oh, I know who it is.
I know who it is.
And he's a great guy. And his
the
wife,
all-time
and his wife
best.
Seems like a great guy. Great gal, I should say. Oh, looks like a great guy. Seems like a great
yeah.
gal.
Gosh. He won't hear this. Vince Wilfork.
All right, next item. Travis,
Vince
you're
not Wilfork.
Travis, you're on none of your business. Go ahead.
Man, this is for you, Nick.
Yeah.
What is the most...
Hold on. You got to turn... Hold on. Travis, I'm going to come right back to you. You got to turn your radio down. Mike, you're on none of your business.
Dude. Hey. Yeah.
This is not Brewster's Millions. You know what I'm saying? With two baseball... Did you ever see Brewster's Millions?
Yeah, I've seen it.
They told him his wife was ugly as shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not okay in real life. That's TV. You can do it on TV. Not in real life.
So Vince responded with a tweet that said, "You're barking up the wrong tree. I hear and see everything, motherfucker." Hey, that you just a radio jock? You got to be scared of shit. Hey,
I don't respond at all. Because now people know I know. And when I do hurt him, They'll be able to link it back and be like, well, he didn't know about this thing he said.
Ted Johnson apologized.
Doesn't matter.
So, doesn't matter to you at all?
Doesn't matter.
Like,
you can't, this, like, once you get married, your spouse kind of equalizes with your mom when it comes to insults.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a line you don't cross. Like, you just.
He sent him a picture, on a notepad. He said, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but it's fucked up when an ex-teammate that I actually looked up to and enjoyed playing with takes shots at my wife for whatever reasons. I love my wife and my family. She is my everything. I don't care when this was said, and no one should cross that line. The line has been crossed, so it is what it is. All I want to say is fuck you. You don't want to fuck with me or my family. Take shots at me all day, but not them. I have great family life and blessed to have them. Well,
that's classy.
Yeah.
He still got to punch him in the face.
In this day and age, people forget to realize it's not about looks, weight, money, or status. My relationship with my husband of 9 years and together for 12 is about being real, being in love, building each other up, and having each other's back. Those things can't be measured, determines or valued by looks or money. Those things shine in the darkest times and relish in the best. Love, all support, but trust me, I'm good to... Winky kiss faces.
Gotta punch him in the face, man.
I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. She is a lovely woman, and I think he is a very lucky man to have her. Let's move to the next article. FIFA, the head of FIFA has, you know, they have an anti-racism task force.
Really now?
Mm-hmm.
And when is it gonna actually be implemented?
They just put out a report that said they haven't done anything yet.
I can believe it, because...
They formed it last year. What? No action for racist chants at Croatian match. The Telegraph adds that Croatian fans had a banner with a coat of arms of a fascist regime under Nazi control during World War II at their game versus Brazil. No action for racist chants at a Russian match. The Telegraph added that Russian fans at the match versus South Korea had banners with a variation of the Celtic cross associated with neo-Nazism and white supremacy. No action against Mexican fans chanting Puto during the game against Cameroon. And no action against fans in blackface when Germany played Ghana. So, FIBA's disciplinary committee chairman Claudio Sosa dismissed criticism of the decision not to take action over the inappropriate and inconvenient behavior of fans. He said it was hard to prove cases that involve racist or homophobic behavior by the crowd because it's not really tell which country the offenders were from. So there you go, guys. It's hard to keep track, so you gotta let the racism keep going.
Too much racism.
It's like, which one is it? I can't tell. I don't know. The people in blackface picking on Ghana, that's probably Germans. I don't know, man. It's really hard to see.
You know what? Just let them do what they do. Just let them. Yeah, they're gonna throw banana peels and things like that. It's okay.
A man fell asleep watching the Yankees play the Red Sox.
The number one live streaming sports service, celebrating 12 years. This guy's oblivious to how good it is. Join the millions of subscribers, maybe even this guy. Watch every out-of-market game live in true HD on over 400 devices. Visit MLB.tv for details.
Sometimes you have to turn it off to get some sleep. It's not the place you come to sleep. But tell you what, though, how comfortable is that? Probably won't have any neck problems tomorrow.
I mean, is that guy to his left his buddy who's just letting him sleep, or is he here alone? What's the deal with this guy?
Maybe that's his buddy, and he likes him a lot better when he's asleep.
I think the other guy's really more concerned with the food and the game. And,
chicken fingers are a special item at the ballpark. Yeah. And why share? Get him when he's asleep so he won't ask for one.
We got to see how long this guy's out for.
You don't think he can sleep. It's only the fourth inning. You don't think he can sleep through.
Did he sleep through the Beltran homer? I mean, 45,000 people stand up and cheer and he sleeps through it?
You'd think it'd be tough to, but he seemed comfortable. It didn't look like he just started to sleep.
Not a cousin, not a relative.
That's why it's hard to watch baseball.
What a fat piece of shit. I bet he was been molested when he was a kid. See it on his fat face. How many chins you going to have there today, fatty?
Bet you he has breathing problems.
Look at the Negro next to him eating the chicken. He's really enjoying those chicken fingers.
Sleep apnea? I think so.
Looks goddamn delicious to me. Wonder he's going to top it off with some watermelon.
Bet you a meal and a nap is all this guy needs. Yep. Who needs baseball?
You know, that's probably passed off after masturbating. That's how you sleep after you jerk off.
Bet he's having a good dream about little girls.
Anyway, top of the fifth. Ramirez up the bat. You know, that fat piece of shit is probably going to have a heart attack. We might want to check on him.
There's a stroke is what caused him to pass out and be sleeping up?
It's probably one of the symptoms of a stroke, falling asleep.
Somebody's got to wake him up and get him his insulin shot.
At least they were able to cut the wall open at his house and helicopter him into the stadium.
Very nice of these charities these days.
I think I once watched a documentary on someone this fat. Hey, you want to... This segment is brought to you by Satellite Radio. Serious Satellite Radio. Going everywhere that your fat ass can't. Just continue to support.
So we're hoping this guy can actually get out of the chair because he seems to be stuck.
Well, hopefully this guy never hears this because he sued these niggas for $10 million. $10 million of the dollars.
$10 million, $10 million, $10 million, $10 million, $10 million.
Andrew Rector, 26, fell asleep during the April 13th game between the Yankees.
26?
Yep.
He looked 40.
He looked so old. Thought that was his kid next to him. They published the video, Tired Fan Naps and Stands, published on MLB.com. And I think if you buy a ticket, you consent to the right of being on TV. So I don't think he has a case. Mm-hmm. But the lawsuit is a doozy.
It says he can use your images and likenesses as they see fit.
Yep. Announcers like Dan Shulman and John Kruk unleashed avalanche of disparaging words against the person of and concerning the plaintiffs.
That was disparaging.
These words included but not limited to stupor, fatty, unintelligent, stupid. Knowing and intended the same to be heard and listened to by millions all over the world. What? Was I tripping? I didn't hear any of that. I did. The defendant, Major League Baseball, continually repeated that vituperative utterances against the plaintiff of the Major League Baseball website the next day. These words and its insinuations presented the plaintiff as symbol of anything but failure. The defendant, MLB.com, continued the onslaught to a point of comparing the plaintiff to someone of a confused state of mind. Disgusting, disgruntled, and unintelligent, and probably intellectually bankrupt individual.
It looked accurate, though.
I mean, the shoe fits. The World Cup ticket scam led to the arrest of the CEO of FIFA partner. These niggas scalping tickets, dog.
Damn, how much money do you need?
FIFA's so fucking corrupt, dog. Y'all fuck with this sport? These niggas dirtier than the NFL. Brazilian police have arrested a British CEO of a Switzerland-based FIFA partner company and others as part of a probe into a suspected World Cup ticket scam. The CEO of Match Hospitality, the official World Cup corporate hospitality provider, was held at the same hotel in Rio de Janeiro where officials from the World Soccer governing body are staying, it said. The probe focuses on accusations that the World Cup tickets, including some that were originally allocated to players, were illegally resold to buyers that included tourists. Brazilian police arrested 11 people last week as part of the investigation, seizing 131 tickets, including 70 for corporate hospitality packages, according to the BBC. The report cited police as saying that the arrest broke up an international gang that may have operated at 4 World Cups and is believed to have earned as much as $90 million per tournament.
Yeah, this is not the first time they did this.
Yeah, these $90 million a tournament? Wow. Reselling World Cup tickets for a profit is illegal in Brazil. It is also against FIFA rules. Of the more than 3 million tickets available for the tournament, about 445,500 were allocated to Match Hospitality, according to FIFA. Unsold corporate tickets are supposed to be returned to FIFA so that it can make them available to fans. Well, that's not happening.
Well, I mean, it was made available to fans.
Yeah, just fans with a whole lot of money.
Just not through FIFA.
Yeah. Yeah, it was made available to fans if they had more money than the ticket was worth.
Can you imagine how many tickets were returned and those execs kept?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they sold theirs and then they sold yours, too.
Political blogger hired by the Redskins resigns after 2 weeks.
Does he still get a check like coaches do in the NBA when they leave?
When it comes to attempts to defend the team name backfiring embarrassing, Washington Redskins remain undefeated. Ben Tribbett, a left-leaning political blogger recently hired to help the team promote a tradition that means so much to so many people, has announced his intentions to resign on Twitter. What?
Did he at least at Daniel? I mean, not Daniel, but Daniel Snyder.
Obviously, this issue with the Redskins is one where I don't see eye to eye with some friends. I just don't agree with the attacks on the team name. I don't want to be a distraction to the team as the political attacks have shifted toward being personal towards me. So I'm going to send in my resignation to the Redskins. Hopefully that allows debate to move back to where it should be. Tribbett and the Skins did seem like a particularly bizarre fit, not just for his politics, though. Yes, the controversy has become inflexibly politicized, but for the fact that Tribbett first made his name by identifying a racial slur where others didn't notice. In 2006, Tribbett obtained and publicized a tape of the Virginia Senator George Allen calling an Indian American a macaca, an outdated slur for dark-skinned people. It led to a narrow defeat for Allen and brother of Washington GM Bruce Allen. In researching the provenance of macaca, Tribbett cited a list of ethnic slurs that also happened to include the word redskin. Wow. Most recently, wow. How can you have a disconnect? You literally just looked it up. Like, this is an ethnic slur, and I'll cite it as an ethnic slur. But I think people need to accept this ethnic slur. More recently, ICTMN dug up some of Tribbett's tweets from a Las Vegas card game. Oh, that's never good. In 2010, they went back, in which he went for some really cheap jokes about a Native American player next to him. That's likely the personal attack Tribbett cited in announcing his resignation. That and the things that got a little out of control on Twitter, as he told the Washington Post. Tribbett says he still supports the team name, something he did even before they hired him. October 7, 2013 on Facebook, he says, "I'm going to weigh in here on the Redskins' name. The team started in Boston as Boston Braves, later the Boston Redskins. Later they moved to Washington. The name is a tribute to people from the Boston Tea Party that dressed as Indians to dump the tea in the harbor and start the American Revolution. The team, white people, by the way, in Native American garb. The team name was kept when they moved to Washington because of the importance of the Boston Tea Party has to our national history. Because of that, was deemed an appropriate name for a team in the nation's capital. Before you say the team name is a slur on anyone, understand the history, please. Okay. The Boston Tea Party Association is something not even the team itself has claimed. So if it has a if it was a preview of how Tribune intended to galvanize support for the name, maybe it's a good thing this didn't work out. So, man. And his tweets about the Redskins, what else?
It's probably a good thing he did quit.
He tweeted, an older Native American guy just accused me of cheating and pulled some stuff out of his pocket to put some kind of spell on me. Epic. 100 in the 500, hashtag curse failed. He put a picture. Just took Chief for his last 300. I call it scalping, but that seems uncalled for. This is the nigga you hire? What?
Yeah, that's a good thing he quit. He probably lied about that in his interview. He probably showed up at work like,
I love Native Americans.
I love all people. We're going to do our best to make sure that, you know, we get everybody on our side with this nickname and, you know, just keep things going the way they are, the status quo.
Yep.
And then after the interview, he went outside and was like, these motherfucking Redskins.
Yeah, fuck me, Little Chief Bighorn, suck my dick. And then it was like, anyway, I just tweeted that, but that's different. I still honor and respect our Native American brothers. Yep.
I thought she was about to play that story.
I'm about to. We're getting to it. I'm moving back a little bit, but, World Cup 2014, a Russian priest claims colored football boots are a homosexual abomination.
That's just gay. Just say it's gay and keep it at that.
Wearing pink and blue shoes, the players might as well wear women's knickers or a bra.
Why are they going to bring in the abomination for another? Just say it's gay and you're homophobic.
The liberal ideology of globalism clearly wants to oppose Christianity with football. I'm sure of it. Therefore, I'm glad that the Russian players have, and by the grace of God, no longer participate in the homosexual abomination of soccer guys with pink shoes and blue shoes.
That's y'all new favorite sport, though.
Not mine. I don't watch. It's not a sport to me. I don't watch it.
Football. Ole, 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 ole. It's y'all favorite sport?
Not mine.
Everybody went red up on it.
Nope. I'm just an opportunistic xenophobe. Cavs pulled out a three-way trade, waiting on James before it happened. They traded Jared Jack, swingman Sergei Karasev to Brooklyn and center Tyler Zeller and a first-round draft pick to Boston. I hate they let Tyler Zeller go. I like him.
Yep, they also should have kept Jared Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Because that boy can shoot. His game from college to now, that boy can shoot.
And Kyrie ain't the most healthy nigga now. Cleveland acquired a future conditional second round pick from the Celtics and the draft rights to Ilkin Karaman and Eden Bavkic. So I'm assuming those dudes ain't coming over. The Celtics will get guard Marcus Thornton and his expiring $8 million contract. Wow. That dude was making $8 million. The deal first reported on Wednesday is designed to get the Cavs enough room under the salary cap to offer James, a four-time league MVP, a maximum contract of $20.7 million. So, interesting. Richard Sherman and his mama are now the new faces of Chunky Soup commercials.
Well, we know that soup is better than mediocre.
Mm-hmm. At best. I like that my man Sterling is in this picture, the wound guy from Twitter. You can see him in the background. I'll put it in the chat for everybody to check out. But
word, that's him?
It looks like him.
Is this Photoshopped or he really was real?
I know he was a Seattle fan or related to Richard Sherman, but that's clearly him.
That's what's up.
Because
I remember, didn't you interview him?
Yeah.
For
Medium Talk.
Medium Talk. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing his story about why he called himself the wound guy.
Yeah. I'm just glad that he was able to, you know, get involved in this commercial, man. It seems like a guy likes some chicken soup. I don't know if this is the commercial or not, though. That's the only thing. Like, they show a lot of pictures of him and his mom and them. Like filming the commercial, but it doesn't show the actual. I guess the commercial might not have debuted yet or something. But anyway, Richard Sherman's doing Chunky Soup. That nigga really caked off that one speech. Speaking of caking off of speeches, it's time for a fake ass man of God update.
Pass the collection plate.
Praise him. He was out here on the streets giving a speech to everybody in Los Angeles. Right over by the pawn shop and the check cashing joint.
And this is what happens when you lose your job.
Thank you.
So they're walking up to Mark Jackson and his wife, it appears to be. I don't know who. You never can tell who these women, who these women with Mark Jackson might be. But he's on the corner. You can't serve two masters. He just keeps yelling over and over.
But you can have two side chicks.
A lot of cute black women standing around. You notice that?
Mm-hmm. That's why I said you can have two side chicks, mm-hmm. just not two mouses.
Boy, hate one and love the other. Or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other.
Oh, so these cute black women are reading the scripture for him, and he's yelling it. Oh, man.
You can't serve two masters. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Who you serve?
Jesus. Who you
oh, yeah. So this is why he got fired.
He out here pimping, man.
Listen, listen.
He training him.
Best case scenario, he's 100% serious. You still can't let this nigga coach your team. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, this is his harem of chicks. Cause I notice he ain't got no ugly women out here.
This is his cover up for Pippin Man. In a second, somebody gonna say, "Can we go pray?"
Mm-hmm.
And they gonna say, "Yes, prayer." Depending on what type of prayer you want, gonna cost you $200 to $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What's his name? Jesus.
That's code.
Mm-hmm. Now what's my name, baby?
That's code for how much pussy you want.
Hey, he coaching them up, all right.
Sign them.
Jesus.
Who's your master?
Jesus.
Who's your chore?
Jesus.
Jesus.
What?
I'm saying pussy instead of Jesus. Oh, okay. That's what they say.
Who's your redeemer?
You gotta play
Jesus.
It backwards.
Who's your waymaker?
Jesus.
Who's your savior?
Jesus.
Who's your God?
Jesus.
Who's your Lord?
Is this even a speech? Like, what is the sermon part of this?
Man, that's not him. He can't.
That's him.
He hide. They can't. Man, where is he at doing this?
He's in L.A. He's smoking at L.A. He on that L.A.
He on that good herb. He on some of that
can't
West Coast.
Can't serve two masters. Can't serve two masters. Can't serve two masters. Can't serve two masters.
Look at me and be saved, all you angry birds, for I am God and there is no other.
Says, look at me and be saved. Read it again. For I am God and there's no other. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Islam.
Oh, this nigga could not work in the NBA. Everybody in the NBA ain't Christian, dog.
Is he about to fuck up his broadcasting money too?
Dude, what?
I mean, you did the finals this year. Like, you went from no job to doing the finals. Don't fuck it up for next year.
Dog. Oh, man. I got to.
Maybe the church money better than the NBA money.
This explains so much.
Why would he do this?
Dude. You cannot coach an NBA team like this. He might have really been serious when he talked about they was going to walk out on the Clippers game.
Stephen then was down for it, though, man.
Yeah, because he was in there talking about, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. I don't care if it's Master Sterling. I don't care if it's Master Silver. But you can't serve them. You can't serve.
They was he had his team supporting him though. They was all down for mm-hmm. it.
That's think what, he was doing that. Can't serve two masters.
What's that dude they traded?
Can't serve.
After a year, him and Steph was there together.
I don't know.
The shooting guard dude. It's not
Klay Thompson.
Nope. Dark skinned
Marvin Williams. Oh, wait. That nigga from UNC Charlotte? I mean, UNC Chapel Hill?
No.
Harrison Barnes?
No. He was like a point guard or shooting guard when Steph came. And they traded him like the very next year.
Baron Davis?
Nope. Steph ain't been there that long.
Man, I don't know, dog. Why is this important? Where are we going with this?
I think he was the one person that had conflict with Mark Jackson, and they was like, they just traded him instead of.
But Mark Jackson wasn't there, was he?
I think he was. It was like Mark Jackson first year. Because Mark been there 3 years now, 3 or 4 years.
I feel like Mark didn't coach Steph when he came in the league. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know why I feel like the first year he didn't have Mark Jackson. You know what, dog? This nigga's crazy. That's what we really need to be concentrating on right now.
I wonder what strip club he got them out of.
Huh?
I wonder what strip club he got them out
of. Yeah. Girl, you need to get on this corner and help me get this.
Is there an Onyx out there?
Get this word. Get this word to the people.
King of Diamonds, LA?
Can you read, baby? I'm in college. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Church of Scientology, not money. What does the word say?
Look at me and be saved. I am God.
Jesus. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Look at me. I am God and there's no other. I am God and there's no other, Salem. Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name. You want peace? His name is Jesus. You want joy? His name is Jesus.
Damn, he got women on other corners.
Oh, shit.
Why he got so many women out here? A minute and 56 second mark, y'all. Women on every corner out here. Hustling for this man. You can't serve two masters, just me, and Jesus sometimes. So okay, two masters.
Now, that's what light
today.
Skin, that's what light skinned Pippa to do for you. It'll get you them hoes. It will get you them women.
Will get them.
You want comfort? His name is Jesus. You want strength? His name is Jesus. You want a waymaker? His name is Jesus. You want comfort? His name is Jesus. You want your
selling drugs
out here? His name is Jesus.
So what?
They're selling drugs.
Now, I like you handing flyers out to people to tell them where to go get drugs later.
I was going
to
say this. What?
And the drug is Jesus. You can't serve Jesus and drugs.
Is that the final call or what is that he handed out?
A bean pie?
You want your marriage restored. His name is Jesus. You want your mind. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Does she have on a Kanye West shirt?
Why is he opening up the Bible? He not reading
is anything. Is that Kanye West shirt, is that praising two masters? Did Kanye West have a shirt called I Am God? The song?
The song, yep.
His name is Jesus. He's my joy and my strength. He's my rock and my...
Every corner for real. That's the third corner that they
that's
showed.
The third corner with women on it slanging that flyer.
Psalms 1 says bless. Somebody say bless.
Bless.
Blessed is
more than that.
He walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. Somebody say that man is blessed.
That man is blessed.
And in his law does he meditate day and night. Somebody say, what's his name?
What's his name?
What's his name?
Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Oh, did the police show? Hey, nigga, yep. Is that the police?
911.
Hey, dog. Still 30 seconds left.
Jesus.
Wow, the police actually drove off. They said, oh, it's Mark Jackson.
He likes skin.
They're recording.
That's a dog skin problem.
they're recording. Keep going. We don't want to angry these recording niggas.
Jesus.
Joy, strength, redeemer. His name is Jesus. That man is blessed. And he shall be like a tree. Planted by the rivers of the water that bring forth the fruit in due season. Somebody say and whatsoever he does shall prosper.
Are they clapping? What are they doing?
Shall prosper. Whatever the man that trusts
yes!
does.
Thank
shall
you, Jesus.
Prosper.
Yes.
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 Now,
22 inches of weave. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, you hoes need to come with me to the game tonight. Don't be trying to blackmail me this time. I will sue. Oh, man, Mark Jackson. You cannot be a damn coach. If I'm a ESPN, I'm like, nah, we already got Chris Broussard. That's enough crazy religion for us.
I bet Steve Kerr interview was like, so you ain't going to be out here preaching the carrying the Bible, Bobby? Nah,
that was
no.
That easy?
Nah, hell no. Oh, yeah. Well, you hired then. How much you want?
When's the last time you stood on the corner and yelled about Jesus for an hour? Never. Oh, okay.
$5 million
a year. $5 million a year.
Do you know the Lord? As Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? No. Why would I do
why would
that?
Nobody knows him. Okay. You sound rich. Okay. You got the job.
Yeah, you got the job. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la. Hey, Mamba. Kobe Bryant says he will welcome Byron Scott and Carmelo Anthony. That's right. He had a press conference to tell everybody that even though he can't control what the Jerry Buss does, I mean, you know, according to, you know, the front office, he said that he'd be okay with Carmelo Anthony playing there and Byron Scott coaching him. So there you go. That's your This Week in Mamba.
I'm glad Kobe said that.
So obviously it's a hot topic of conversation in terms where everybody's going to go. Everybody is here to read tea leaves. I don't have much to tell you. I don't have any information you guys don't already know. He said, teases reporters asking him for his thoughts on the game of Argentina and Netherlands. Said, I missed it. I was trying to rush over here to get to the you fine folk. Didn't get a chance to catch the end. Who won? His joke fooled nobody. He had moments earlier tweeted his excitement for an Argentina-Germany final. Followed shortly after by another tweet that expressed his boredom at a by now all too familiar line of questioning. The tweet included the hashtag diff writer same question and yawn. Yep. So yeah, he was trolling them because he already, you know, he's an Argentina fan. So he was basically like, who won? Just to talk some shit. He stressed patience and waiting to see who signs. It's a little hard now because I think everyone's playing the waiting game to a certain extent. At least we are. You kind of want to see where the dominoes fall and then operate from there. You wind up operating in somewhat of a window. You start seeing other players going other places, players that can use to fill out the roster, right? So you see these things happening and you're behind a bit, but it's worth the wait. The 18-year NBA veteran didn't hide his sentiments about the possibility of playing alongside Anthony, the Knicks free agent, and the two-time Olympic teammate. I would love to play with him. We've really clicked since 2008. I would love to see that. He was my rookie. Bryant said he would also welcome his former teammate, Byron Scott. He was my rookie mentor when I first came into the league, so I have to do things like get him donuts and run errands for him, things like that, he said. We've had a tremendously close relationship throughout the years. Let me tell you something. Kobe is going to make him pay for every fucking donut. Yeah, you get the donuts now, boy.
Yo, you the rookie coach.
Chino LeBron, the forgiveness MVP. I've never had pages. I'm not going to start now, but you do what you had to do as an organization. God forbid we end up with absolutely nothing. It's not for a lack of effort. That's something I would be extremely proud of. We put forth the effort and gave it our best shot. What can you do? You just go from here and do your best and try to win. Bryant said he believes signing Anthony would go a long way to restraining unrestricted free agent Paul, retaining unrestricted free agent Paul Gasol. My biggest message to Gasol was make sure you enjoy this process. The ball is in your court. This is your decision to make. Don't feel like the weight is on your shoulders. I'm sure we got Carmelo that will help him make his decision. Bryant said he feels as though his body is in mid-season form. Physically, I feel great. I don't think about my knee when I'm training. I don't think about my Achilles when I'm training. I feel sharp and crisp. And we'll add on from there. All right, man. It's been another week of Balls D Sports. Thanks to everybody who listened to the show live in the chat. We had a lot of listeners today, more than normal, because thanks to the baddest bitch in the NBA, LeBron James. And, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it. People listening later, make sure you tweet us, write us, email us, or whatever. Don't forget, also, guys, we're accepting people's pickup stories. If you want to email them to theblackoutist@gmail.com, we'll read them and share some of our familiar. We want to make a segment out of your pickup basketball or, you know, pickup football, whatever sports that you play recreational. And the stories are dealing with some of this crazy shit that happens out here in the world. All right, man. Until next time, peace out.
Peace.